credit reporting agencies, they can suck every inch of that I own. Take all three. Deep throat it.
Amen.
Because I have to unfreeze my credit so Rodney can run a credit check so I get him started on the refi.
That's right.
Each time they ask you for a PIN. I never got a PIN.
I've had to do that with the phone company before. It's like, when will you enter your PIN? I never gave you one.
The first one, TransUnion, I got to handle it over the phone. Because you can do all of it online. Freeze, unfreeze, costs like $10.
Right.
To me, that's the best way to protect your credit.
Yeah, because I remember years ago when you initially froze it, it was actually really easy for you.
Yeah.
But apparently unlocking, not so much.
TransUnion, you can handle over the phone. They ask you a bunch of questions. They give you multiple choices.
Oh, like security questions?
Yes.
Okay.
Pick one of previous employer. Laredo Boots. Baskin Robbins. Skillerns. Sanger Harris. Or CBS Radio. So I got all that handled with them. Experian or Equifax, one of those two. You can answer all those questions online, and then they'll tell you what your PIN is. Online.
Okay.
So whoever the middle one was the easiest. Was out on phone with last. Did I say in front of you, Alfie?
I think you said Experian was last.
Yeah. Can they do anything to me if I don't like them?
I don't think so.
No, it's not a subjective thing, really.
Experian.
Yeah, I don't think any part of your credit report has to do with whether or not you say F them.
Those are the ones that are based out of Allen, I believe.
Oh, good. So some may be listeners. F you. Just for being an Allen. That one was 35 minutes on hold with their automated system.
Ugh.
And then total phone call time. Give me a second.
Okay.
1 hour, 42 minutes.
Oh, my God.
I got nothing recorded. I got nothing written. I didn't have time to do dick. And it's whoever that last company was. Their fault. And Alan.
Is this something that you could actually do in person?
You think they're going to let you in one of those buildings? They know people hate credit reporting services.
I'm just saying, if you're trying to unlock stuff, if they're going to make you go through that many hoops to try to prove who you are, then maybe an in-person thing wouldn't be so bad.
I don't know, but a lot of them, I think they just depend on you hanging up while you're on the automated hold.
That happened to me recently. I was calling in, trying to get something done, and the person says, okay, let me check on that for you. My dumb ass waited for 15 minutes. Yep, they're not coming back. But you keep hanging on, at least I did, thinking, if I hang up now, this is the moment they're going to pick up.
It's like trying to walk away from a slot machine.
Oh, God. Because you know if you get up, that little old lady that's been scoping it, she's going to sit down and win like $5,000.
You know all it's going to take is half a cigarette and three quarters, and she's going to win $2 million.
Yes.
me. Really? All three are unfrozen now.
Okay, good. Success. But at least, you know, you got it accomplished.
I even paid $1 after going through all that for the first one I unlocked was TransUnion. And I misunderstood. I thought they were going to unlock all of them.
Right.
I think when I froze them all with just TransUnion.
Yeah.
Obviously, I was wrong.
Yeah.
So I had to go unfreeze the other two. The one that was easy, that was gave me my PIN online.
Mm-hmm.
I pull up my credit score, and it was almost exactly what Rodney said the other day. Hang on. I wrote it down in my show notes.
I think I remember.
769.
Yeah.
The one today was 766, and it cited Factors involving this. Long credit history. You opened your first, bank account or whatever.
Credit account, probably.
Something. 25 years ago. A couple of things. Negative reasons. I don't have any credit cards.
Oh.
And that's how they get you.
So I'll get a couple.
Yeah, and I said before, it's not really subjective.
But that whole concept is idiotic. It's like, why wouldn't it be higher? I manage my money. I pay my bills. There were no outstanding balances on there. I don't pay anybody late, but you want me to get two more credit cards. Why don't you eat my go ahead, swallow it. Great Bruce Jenner's. He's about to get rid of his. Will you hand me my muscle milk?
Yes.
And I was still trying to get stuff done while I was on hold with this last one. So I'm walking around with my cell, but finally I thought, dude, you lose this call, you're jacked.
Yeah.
You go set your Dago ass down and just wait.
Yeah, especially if you're moving around, that's where your cheek will hit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's when you're about to go into Hulk mode.
And you know they're not going to call you back and go, I'm sorry, we dropped your call.
We noticed you've been waiting patiently for a long time. We decided we'd call you back. In the name of excellent customer service.
And the music that's on hold, I can't even describe it. It's just this generic, asinine, distorted something. I'd even tolerate country. Or music I can't understand, Hispanic music, Mexican right. music. At least that's snappy and peppy, and it's got a lot of accordions in it.
What about my music?
Shut up.
I think they play that type of Muzak-type stuff, whatever, for whatever. I think it's to try to calm people.
It doesn't?
I know it doesn't.
Because every time you hear a voice, you think, okay, somebody's picking up the phone. No, it's the automated guy again, giving me other options.
If you'd like to speed up the process, go to our website, Experian.com/go-f-your-mother.
Mm-hmm.
Due to a high rate of calls right now, someone will be with you shortly. Your call will be recorded.
I bet it ain't, because I bet nobody picks up this damn phone.
I heard that. Your wait has now extended another 15 minutes.
Oh.
Want to try another one, smartass?
Sorry, I didn't know you could hear me. Thought you were automated.
I am. Allah Akbar.
So I said, well, we hang up. Experian, Equifax, or whoever the last one I talked to, I went, this is unfrozen.
Well,
yes.
What do you mean, well? It's got to be a simple
answer. He said it would be about 15 minutes. I went, so somebody could run it in a half hour. Well.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I just gave you $10. You better freeze it as soon as you hang up. You might want to wait an extra day.
Oh,
so I'm just trying to get this out of my system.
I understand. It's... Once it's done, then Rodney can get in there and do his thing, and then you can lock it all back up.
And the number's probably going to be the same thing for the third service, whoever the hell that was, and it's going to say the same thing. You only have one credit card.
Mm-hmm. You don't have enough credit. You don't have enough open lines of credit. You need to at least have the ability to be in lots of debt. In order for us to raise your credit score.
Well, they know I'm in lots of debt because they ask, what is your monthly mortgage payment?
Okay, well, they mean credit card, not just house debt. Because house debt, you tell a person out on the phone, they're going to go, whoa.
Them?
Mm-hmm.
You pelted at once?
So I'll apply for a couple of credit cards. What's good? Which one should I get? I should get a couple. Rodney said two.
Okay. Well,
said get one with no annual fee because once you get it, you don't want to cancel it because for whatever reason, You cancel a credit card, that looks bad on your credit report.
Yeah, and that also seems like an odd thing.
So I'm going to get coupled with no annual fees. What about that one that Samuel L. Jackson threatens me with?
I
just don't like it. Him of all people looking at me going, what's in your wallet?
Well, why do you ask?
Do you need it?
Man, you've been in a bunch of big movies.
Hands up.
I think most credit cards will have some type of promotional initial offer.
I don't want a promotion.
I know.
I want annual free. Nothing ever.
That I don't know.
Isn't Chase pretty good at that?
I don't know.
I'd try Chase. I like Chase.
Do you have any credit cards?
Yeah.
What do you have?
Well, I did.
Never mind.
I have Wells Fargo.
Elsa what?
Wells Fargo.
Oh.
Wells Fargo's good too.
I thought Wells Fargo and... No, never mind. Wells Fargo combined with a big lender.
You know, just talk to your bank and just say, hey, just tell them this is what I want. Do you have that? And give them the first right of refusal because you already have your money with them. So I think it'd be an easy thing.
I kind of like something spiffy, like one of those black Amex cards, but I'm sure those have an annual fee.
Yes, they do.
Oh, yeah.
How much is the fee?
It's a lot. I don't remember right offhand. It's more than reasonable, though. Or, sorry, it's a lot more than a reasonable amount would be.
I mean, like a couple of hundred?
I think it's more than that.
What's my credit limit? What could I buy?
As far as I know, with the Black Amex or like the Black Visa, there is no credit limit. And you get concierge service, things like that. But the annual fee is a bitch, and you have to spend a certain amount each year to keep it.
I think it's like a quarter of a million that you got to put on it each year.
What?
I've heard that. I'm trying to look up and make sure.
What if I buy something and take it back? Does that still count?
I don't think it does. I think you have to.
Because I know the guys over at Lamborghini Dallas. Give me two. Put it on the black. In fact, put one on the black Amex, one on the black Visa.
It looks like the.
And let it roll.
Yeah.
And then bring it back 3 weeks later.
The black Amex, it looks like the annual fee is $2,500. Plus, the first time you get it, you have to pay a joining fee of $7,500.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Plus, I think it's still by invitation only to get the card. I'm sure if you called and asked, they might then say, like, oh, yeah, sure. Here.
Invitation. So yeah, what I have to do, I have to know somebody with a, you know, these credit people. I appreciate the fact that somebody trusts me enough to extend me a line of credit because they know I'm good for it.
Mm-hmm.
But don't lower my credit score because I don't owe a bunch of people. It's all the people with high credit card debt. Yes, we'd like to give you another one.
Mm-hmm.
We'll bump up your credit score to 800. That's either perfect or close to it.
I think it's like 8. It's over 800. I think like 850 or something. Maybe too much, but yeah. I'd be curious, if you asked Rodney by opening up one or two credit cards, how much of an improvement that'll give on your score?
I don't know. And he already said, you know, since it's 760 something, that's enough to refi.
Yeah.
But I like my credit. My credit should be perfect because it's perfect. Oh, you don't know anybody. How do we know you can pay bills? Call people at Amex. They know.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's that issue with your gas company.
Thank God they don't report to the credit services. We see here with the city of Frisco, you've been in arrears 12 times. In 72 months. And it doesn't look like you're getting along with the gas company either.
Nope. Really good. Really good with money. Really bad with gas. And water.
I mean, those are ongoing bills. I guess it's good in my case that they don't report to the credit services.
Right.
But those are bills.
They are.
Why wouldn't they report to the credit services?
You know, actually, I would think that the gas company might.
I better hope they don't.
I'm just saying. That would be something that Rodney could find, and that might be
because they run a credit check before they give you an account. I had to run a credit. I don't know how I did it. I think I just opened up TransUnion, and AT&T ran a credit check so I could get the high-speed broadband.
Gotcha.
So they run a credit check. I went, what if I just pay you like a couple of years in advance? Well, we still need to check your credit. Well, how do I know you're going to provide me service for a couple of years?
Maybe I should check your credit.
That's what I do anytime I buy something expensive at Radio Shack. I run their credit. I think their credit score is, their credit score is 6. What do you got on line 2, Alfie?
He's calling about a credit card recommendation for you.
Okay. Take this and I'll be done with it. I just needed to vent to somebody and you guys drew those short straws. Yes, Justin.
Hey, man, that Black Visa card that y'all are talking about, it's a lot cheaper than the Amex. It's $500 a year to keep it going, $200 a year to have an additional user on it. Huh. Me and my wife have got one. It's basically like a bank account that will build your credit, but the minimum on it is $50,000 a year just to keep it going.
So what do you find to buy for $50,000?
Usually I just pay my mortgage off of it, mortgage and car payments.
They'll take your, what? They'll take your credit card?
Yeah.
Mother.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Yeah, I bet they wouldn't let me put that on my, my mortgage on my credit card.
You probably got a higher mortgage than I do.
I know you can pay your property taxes with Amex, yeah, where you build points, yeah, but
But with the Visa card, with the Black card, it's set up just like a regular bank account would be set up.
But if you use a credit card to pay your property taxes, they charge you a 3% service charge.
Yeah, that's
so that erases any bonus points you may have gotten.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So you like the Black Visa?
Yeah, it's all right. I feel like it's better than the Amex.
But it still costs him $500 a year.
Yeah. Do you build points for the 50,000?
You build points for every $10,000 over the 50. that's a
Is Jerry Jones running all of these credit cards?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll issue you a credit card.
Right.
But you can't.
Might as well be.
All right. Thanks, boss.
No, I like where you're going. You're right.
Can I use it?
No.
You can only have it.
That's right.
For $5,000. Well, what if I want to use it? That's another 50. Is that 50 forever? Nope.
Mm-mm.
That's per charge.
That's right.
You know what? We'll make you deal. We'll say per season.
Okay.
But we're going to have to sell you tickets
mm-hmm.
to be able to use the card.
Right.
Even though you've paid for the seat for the entire year.
And that's just in football. Like if there's some other event happening, then sorry, man. We'll allow you the privilege of buying tickets to the, you know, George Strait final concert, or to the Final Four.
Well, at least I know my only problem is I've only got one credit card.
Yeah, I imagine Rodney would probably know a specific card for you to get. I would think he would know. Here's the one to
just
get the annual fee.
Get a couple. I looked online while I was on hold.
Mm-hmm.
Chase has one, no annual fee, that you can actually get the cowboy logo on.
Ooh.
And somebody else. I didn't care. I didn't care about the bonus points.
You already use your Amex card the way you're technically supposed to use a credit card, so it's not like you're going to get any trouble with it. So, yeah, it's kind of like Everett was saying last week. You can take advantage of the credit card, pay it off, so you never owe anything, and you come ahead with the points and use those for something. Take a trip.
Yeah, I've heard everybody's really good about redeeming frequent flyer miles. this is only you get 42,000 frequent flyer miles. Okay, and you want to fly from Dallas to Austin?
Yes.
You're going to need more points to come back. You know it, right?
Huh?
In fact, that's probably not going to get you to Austin.
Well, how far will that get me?
Maybe to New Braunfels.
Oh, man.
Or someplace just north.
kick you out.
Okay, how much if I just want to fly from DFW to Greenville, Texas? Nope. Only going to get you to Roy City.
DFW to Love?
We don't fly to Love. Love.
It's kind of like the tickets you got at the arcade when you were a kid. Spent all day racking up tickets on the skee ball, and you go back thinking, I'm going to get that radio. And then they say, nope, only erasers.
But I've been playing skee ball for 17 hours. I got like 2.8 million tickets.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you only get the stuff on the very bottom shelf. Nothing with a plug.
Yeah, just the spider rings and the erasers.
Yeah.
Stuff luckily, like- the spider rings, one size fits all. That's our gift back to you.
Oh, wow.
Thank you for playing skee ball at Dave and Buster's. We need a break.
Yes.
Let's go.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
3:37, first check on traffic. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Let's get started off in Dallas. Southbound I-35, right at Overton, got an accident blocking the three left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back to the Zang Curve in Grand Prairie. Westbound 20 between Great Southwest Parkway and 360, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back to Beltline Road. Finally, in Plano, southbound 75, right at Legacy, got an accident blocking the HOV lane there. Traffic is backed up into Allen, back from Exchange Parkway. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by West 7th in Fort Worth. Partly cloudy and 48 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and 76. Right now, it is 57. The 97.1 to Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Alfie.
Yo.
It's not the same without the conversion. The bat to the human. Look on my printer. I think I only printed out one email. This guy didn't want credit for it, so I'm going to make sure that he gets it.
I'll run it in. Got it.
Yeah, you can read it.
Dear Russ, just wanted to let you know you make a difference. I ran down the street to my favorite little hole-in-the-wall barbecue joint for a takeout lunch this afternoon. While I was waiting for my order, I noticed one of Dallas police officers sitting alone eating his lunch. I asked the waitress to quietly total his bill and allow me to pay for it anonymously. Told her if he asked, it was compliments of the Russ Martin Show.
What's his name?
John Hudson.
There.
Why you gotta do that?
Because I can.
I have the power.
All right, well.
I'm sorry, I could just hear it in my head.
I know. Got to do your jock jams.
Mm-hmm.
How many times, though, have you said you don't want that type of recognition?
Okay, he said he didn't want it. Even in the subject line,
right.
What did it say?
Not seeking praise.
There.
Exactly.
John Hudson.
Then it means more when you give it to him. If they said, hey, look what I did today. Could you read my name on the radio like that Dan guy on Fox 4 does? That his name?
Dan Godwin, good one.
Henry.
Dan Henry, yes.
Yeah, yes.
Sorry.
You want to donate money to the foundation, I'll read every damn name that comes in.
I'm just saying that he's not looking for praise. But
exactly. So those are the ones that you want. It's the people that do things that expect nothing. It's the like the whole Occupy movement. I deserve this. You deserve dick. And if there weren't all these TV cameras around, I'd give it to you.
Mm-hmm. But what about all the times where people try to give you praise and it upsets you?
Because it's not my money. It's the money that comes mostly from RussMartin.fm.
Mm-hmm.
A good portion of it came from CBS when we'd have events. The biggest clump we got was from Cowboys and White Trash Party last year, where they gave us everything. They paid for our band, mm-hmm. they paid for Back in Black, and they gave us the door. They tried to give us alcohol sales, but the TABC said there was something about that.
Yeah, liquor law stuff. You're right, though. Had it not been for that, I'm surprised they didn't just give us the whole damn club.
In essence, they did. Mm. And Captain Howard was in charge of all the money, you know, that came in through the front door, since there was no ticket price.
Yeah.
Nobody made it in that didn't pay.
Nope. I like how we had said, accepting donations at the door, when in reality, it was legal holdups.
Because really, it was a perfect scenario because, you know, Cowboy said you have anything that comes through the door. There's no ticket price. And I knew actually it wasn't my idea. Somebody suggested, why don't you put a bunch of police and fire at the door? Who's going to walk past them? You might walk by a fireman. You'll feel guilty for a couple of seconds. Mm-hmm. But you ain't getting past Captain Howard and the Dallas County Sheriff's Department.
Nope.
Unless you want to be on the cover of Metallica's next album. You want to ride the lightning?
Uh-huh. Yeah, didn't he get someone didn't have money, so
he took their gloves or something. Well, I don't have any cash on me because you're going into this venue and you've got no cash. Well, I got a credit card. You got anything of value? Well, I got these gloves. Give those to me, and you bring money back, and I'll give them back to you.
Taking collateral at the door. Give me those. I'm surprised he just didn't take his shoes or his pants or something.
And Dallas County, the Sheriff's Department, brought out so many vehicles that they had to eat up some of reserved Arlington PD's spots.
They really enjoyed that, the Dallas Sheriff's Office. I think they took a photo of it, and I think they tweeted it to APD. Hey.
We're in your spot.
Yeah, we got your pocket spot.
We asked APD, and I think it was something the city council or whatever didn't like the name of the event, the White Trash Party. So they said, we can't really help you with anything. Okay.
Officially, they couldn't. Yeah, it looks bad.
I know the police department would have wanted to. So there were a couple of spots with signs in the asphalt that said Arlington Police Parking Only. Captain Howard and his boys pulled those signs out of the ground.
Ugh.
Or they just backed over it with the M-ramp.
I think they just did that. Oops, sorry.
And then when they were gone, they put the sign back where it was supposed to be.
The M-wrap's a difficult thing to maneuver. You know, if you back over a sign or two, you know, it's gonna happen.
You know, I may forsake Batman for Captain Mark Howard. He did more than he possibly could have, and the money they collected from the door, the Sheriff's Department or the Sheriff's Association or whatever, they wanted it to be a round number, so they tacked on like another $1,500.
Mm-hmm.
From law enforcement.
Yeah.
You guys did plenty. He goes, I want this to be a bad investment. Meaning we'll never see it again.
Yeah.
So, I hope he's able to run door security for us. The other people we have, Daryl Carruthers and Tony Shalette,
mm-hmm.
and I'm leaving somebody out. They're local law enforcement. They're always backstage with us. In case that nutty Barb gets back there. And she got back there this year.
She did.
Or this past year. And I didn't know it until like 6-7 months later. Nobody wanted to tell me.
What?
The nutty Barb chick?
Yeah. At Cowboys?
She mm-hmm. talked her way past somebody at one of the side doors.
I think it was one of the Cowboys security guards.
I'm Russ's girlfriend. I'm supposed to meet him backstage. And she had some type of laminate, which just probably said whore. And they looked at it, well, that's got to be his girlfriend.
Wow.
And she got backstage, and I think it was Chuck. Might have been Tony Shalette. One of them recognized her. No, actually, it was one of the cowboy security guards looked at it and went, "That's not the right laminate. You need to leave." And somebody recognized it was a nutty barb chick. In fact, I can say this now that David Pittman is gone. That's when we had Farmers Branch Police up here last week for Pittman's visit, mm-hmm. because that nutty barb chick sent an email saying, I think she copied almost everybody on the show. It was just, Alfie, was it just you and me?
It was just you.
How did you get it?
You let us know about it.
Okay.
And I don't know if we should continue this line of conversation.
Oh, I think we should. Just to let her know that her picture's all over the place in this building. If she comes up, we got throwdown guns, and someone could get shot.
Did she say she was going to come up here when Pittman was here?
Yes. Looking forward to meeting you. I forgot what the email said. Why should we stop?
That's all I can say about it on air. I can tell you as soon as we're in break, but...
You can't tell me on my show?
The police department has advised me not to tell you.
Oh, not to tell me?
Well, not to tell anyone on air.
Anybody that works at the station, or not say it on the air?
Not say it on air.
Oh.
Whoops.
Let me turn around. Mouth it.
I'm a what?
No, I didn't. I'll IM it to you.
Did I spray on too much tan today?
That's what I saw his lips say.
No.
I mean, I've seen him form that word many times out loud, I know it when I see it.
I think your tan looks great.
Good job.
Enough. Take the camera off me for a second. Enough to call Mia.
No.
Okay, then. Because I didn't think I used that too much tan.
No, it's perfect. Perfectly bronze.
He was... did you IM it?
I'm writing it right now.
How long did it take?
How many words per minute you type?
Yeah.
Two?
It's only six letters. How long does it take the time? Six letters.
He's a hunting peck.
Okay. Well, that's not... I won't say that. But yeah, that's... I can still say that's why Farmers Branch PD was up here.
She's relentless.
Do you remember what the rest of the email said? I look forward to meeting you. I don't know why she thought she was going to meet. Even I didn't meet Bob Pittman. Did she say why? It said it. I just didn't read it. I immediately forwarded it. I went, we better do something about this.
She wanted to discuss new opportunities for flipping KEGL.
What a...
And what? She also said that KEGL was already using some of her ideas and whatever.
No.
If she's talking about us referring to nutty bitches mm-hmm. and that call... Can't get in to meet anybody, not a program director, not even get down to my level and meet me. And you think you're going to meet the president and CEO of iHeartMedia. I still stand by my mantra of you never hit chicks, but I'm dangerously close to just once. Because technically I got one coming.
Well, anyway, there's a line, and I think most people pretty much agree with their... You know, there exists at a point to where you got to defend.
And why she would continue with this. She knows I have no interest. I could tell her I was married. I've been married. I could say I'm a... No, then you can have more than one wife. But I could have somebody posing as my wife. I could have done all these things. I haven't because I knew it would make any difference.
Right. I think with her, though, we don't know how much she actually remembers. I don't know if every day she wakes up and it's like a whole, like a reset.
She remembers my number. She's got my office number.
How'd she get your number?
She didn't have my cell number.
Oh.
It's just his desk phone.
Oh, okay.
I mean, all you have to do is call front desk, ask for Russ Martin. And
yeah.
How she knew it was my number, I don't know, because when it answers, it just says your name,
mm-hmm.
and mine says Oda Mae Brown.
That's probably how she knew it was you.
I think it says that.
Last I remember it was.
But I very seldom check it. And when I do, you'll have guys going, hey, I didn't know what the... call-in number was. So somehow they figured out the main office number.
Right.
But not the number of the studio.
Yeah. It's actually, you have to dig deeper to find the front office phone number.
I don't even know our main office number.
I don't either.
I know it's 869.
No.
Then I don't even know it. 97? No? That doesn't make any difference. I obviously don't know it. So they had to look that up. Hey, the topic you're on right now. Okay, you realize I'm going to hear this in 2 weeks. Or people will send email. Now, those I check the end of the show, but I'll check it during the show. Yep. What you guys are talking about right now. Dude, I can't help you. Past it, I don't even know what we were talking about. If that's why I don't like giving out the phone number, because if you're too stupid to figure it out, you don't need to call in. How the stupid ones make it, I don't know.
It's perseverance, mostly.
Of figuring out the number?
Mm-hmm.
You think they just dial until the right station answers?
No, I think most people...
I know it's 787-something.
Right. I think most people are able to figure out the phone number. Or they listen to the station at other times when... Like when Cindy gives out the number.
Oh, well, then that shit's got to stop. Because that's like giving out my personal number.
Mm-hmm. It's like all the prize pigs, they know all the numbers of all the stations. And they know when to call for certain contests. Mm-hmm.
Do they still exist?
Yep.
Because you can only win, what, like every 6 months?
Depending on the value of the prize. But at one point, I think we were at 30 days, and I think we've gone to 60 for smaller prizes.
What, Alfie?
It's 30 for small prizes, 60 above a certain price point. I think it may be $100.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, there are some where it would be like clockwork. Their 30 days would be up. Next day, they're back in picking up a new prize from something they won the day before. And there's some that I've known for like 15 years. I'll see some passing in the lobby. Hey, Dan. Hey.
Hey, Brian. What happened to Eron? He's out in the parking. He's parked in a fire lane so we don't get towed off. He's making sure he looks awake. So, you know, otherwise he'd get in trouble.
Right.
So he's masturbating. I got to hurry.
He's keeping it warm for you.
What are you doing? I'm parking. Actually, I think this is called standing.
Yeah.
I don't want to get towed off. Come on, Brian. Yeah, when I did music shifts at the Eagle back in the 80s, you got to recognize the prize pigs. Eagle, your number. Say something first.
What number am I?
Yeah, you're number one. Because you recognized. And because, you know, they were on speed dial. Eagle, you're no. Say something.
Why?
You're number one.
I was just number one.
Well, you did it twice. I don't know how anybody won radio contest, contest back with rotary phones.
I know what that is.
That's a phone that spins.
Every time you thought you mentioned rotary phones in contest, I always think of the crazy guy in the John Cusack movie, One Crazy Summer. This guy spends all summer, it's just like a side plot, holed up in a room, rotary dialing to get this contest to win all this cash. It's a whole summer in this room smoking and dialing.
And I got this down because it's all muscle memory.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, it was only 7 digits.
Yeah.
But when they kept the rotary phones and they went to 10 digits, then I was f***ed.
And then he finally gets through to the DJ, and that's the time when the rocket launcher blows up his house.
What was it he was trying to win?
I think it was just a bunch of, it was like a money contest.
Oh.
It was supposed to be a big summer money contest.
Why did he have a rocket launcher in his house?
He didn't. Someone else didn't. It missed its target and got his house.
I finally got through.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Hey, what's your favorite station?
That's wrong. Wrong. That's nothing. I don't have an explosion. Yes, I do. My favorite station is K.
It's not far off.
Okay. And I wonder if that nutty Barb chick still calls Lex and Terry. I think they feed that crazy cat.
They do, and then that one time that she showed up at either Lex or Terry's house.
You think that would be enough, but I think they kept talking to her afterwards.
Yeah.
Because I think they're still syndicated, Lex and Terry.
Yeah, I believe so.
Why you would talk to her more than once? And if I have to talk to, she got through to me one time. It was during the snow day, a month or so ago.
Oh, when you and Chloe were up here.
Yeah, you and Alfie couldn't make it in. Chloe and I did, so we decided we'll just go live and I'll see what happens. At least I get a feeling for purgatory. And so I had to raw dog the phone lines.
No call screener.
And I recognized her voice, and she got like two or three words out. I went, no. Because if she ever gets through or I decide to call her, it's going to be the nastiest conversation. I'll lose a license. I'll lose every license this station has owned, will ever loan, own. I'll lose my driver's license.
CHO.
I'm sure the government will take everything. Man, we agree with you, but, at a certain point, damn it, dude, you got to stop.
Man, they took Russ's library card.
We're okay all the way until you called her Tasmanian. And we've all dated them, but, dude, you can't do that on the radio.
Yeah, that's one of those that
plus, you can also get sued by Valerie.
Copyright.
Trademark.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show. Never miss a moment. Even in the AM. The Russ Martin Show. Weekday mornings, 7 to 11. On Talk Radio 1190.
Never miss a moment. Especially if you want to hear Thursday's show twice. 404, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlace.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Mooyah Burgers, Fries, and Shakes. A whole lot going on in Dallas. Let's go westbound 30 at Cockrell Hill. Got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic's backed up back from Hampton. Also in Dallas, southbound I-35 right at Overton. Got an accident involving an overturned vehicle blocking the three left lanes. Moving into Plano, southbound 75, right at Legacy, got an accident involving an overturned vehicle blocking the HOV and the left lane. Your backup's now back from Stacy. Finally, in Grand Prairie, westbound 20 between Great Southwest and 360, got an accident blocking the left lane. That one has traffic backed up back from Mountain Creek Parkway. My name is Alfie Coy, and 97.1 the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Damn it. Suck.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by the Bank of Texas. Partly cloudy tonight, 48 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny and 76. Right now, 57 and 97.1 the Eagle.
Cram it up your ass. The Russ Martin Show.
KEGL, the Eagle.
I still haven't heard from her. And that call came in at 11:30 Sunday morning on my voicemail. And I called her later that night just to see if she was still in the pokey.
Right.
No answer. I figure when she gets out, she wants to tell me about it, fine.
My guess is that she's already out, but maybe she's just embarrassed.
Well, the embarrassment's not going to change. In fact, the longer you wait, the more embarrassing it's going to be.
And
just get out and go, hey, I had some traffic warrants or who knows what.
And that's what I was going to say. The embarrassment thing seems like that would be the obvious, but she called to let you know basically where she was, so she didn't seem that embarrassed in her message. So that's why I can't figure out why she hadn't called you.
Do you know what we're talking about?
Kenzie?
No. Mona?
No, Mona was Saturday.
Oh.
I had another date on for Sunday afternoon.
Oh, and I'm assuming she got arrested?
That's what we assume, because why she called my office voicemail, I don't know.
But, not your cell?
No. So when I checked my voicemail Sunday, I got...
This call will be recorded and monitored. I have a collect call from...
Hey, it's Tina. I'm not going to be able to make it today. I'll call you tomorrow.
An inmate at a detention facility. If you would like to set up an account and accept this call, please press...
Deleted.
Oh, my goodness.
So I don't know where she was picked up.
Maybe a warrant, traffic warrant, something.
Could be many different things.
Yeah.
I don't know, but she was a lot more calm than I would have been.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can't hide calls from jail. It's, no. that automator likes to.
It's like, I don't need an announcement.
Yes, you do.
Oh, yes, we must give you one.
This call will be recorded and monitored. I have a collect call from.
It's Russell. I got people beating the ass with dicks bigger than I ever seen before. I'm at
an inmate at a detention facility.
I didn't use it because I don't know if it costs. But there is an app online. It's not a phone app. It's just a website. Jail caller dialer, something like that. That lets you put the number that you want to show that it's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's going to, and let you record, like, just enough time to say your name.
Gotcha.
And then it inserts the beginning and the end.
But you don't think that's what this was?
I don't know. I didn't listen to it because I didn't want to test it and have it show up either on my cell bill or the Clear Channel's phone system. Or they may charge it to the person you're calling.
Right.
They said, you know, she could have used this. Mm. Like, what do I care? If I was really that concerned, I would have started calling around. I don't know who I would have called. And find out if she needed help. But she didn't say anything about, get me out.
Right.
Here's where I am.
But the more time that you don't hear from her, I would think the worry would increase.
If I cared.
If you cared, that's true. So if you don't care, then whatever.
I mean, technically, we... actually only been out once, met once, and then set up another date, and this was going to be the third date. But obviously she had an engagement with the county mm-hmm. or the city.
Do you like her, though?
No, he doesn't like her. If he liked her, he'd be concerned for whereabouts.
I like her enough that I've got to like him enough to take him out. So that's one.
Okay.
The first meeting, that doesn't count because that's just... the happenstance.
Mm-hmm.
Second time, yeah, I like it. You know, there's no emotional attachment. You're looking forward to it, seeing maybe where it's going to go. But, you know, when the follow-up phone call or the one where she says she's not going to make it starts with...
This call will be recorded and monitored.
You know.
What, you're using that as a red flag against her?
Really?
What? I'm just asking.
Not necessarily that, because again, it could have just been, you know, outstanding traffic tickets.
Yeah.
But
mm-hmm.
there's one of two things. Either she's still in, which means it ain't tickets.
Which means really bad, really bad if she's still in.
So there's a flag. Mm-hmm. And if she's out and hasn't really called to explain, then there's another flag. How many do I need? Is this NASCAR? Do I need to slow down? Do I need to go? Do I need a checkered flag? Which one do I use in a situation like this?
I wouldn't take the second one as a flag, because not only could she be embarrassed, but she could be really tied up right now in fixing said problem, whether it is traffic tickets that she owes, or maybe she's stressed out and in a jam and doesn't want you to see her in a
position. I wouldn't have called me at all then.
She wants to get her ducks in a row and then call you back.
Her ducks are probably in the same cell.
Mm-hmm. That or at this point, she's having to go into witness protection.
Can't you call the jail and ask if so-and-so...
I don't know where the hell she is.
We don't know which one.
Does it say anywhere on there which jail it was?
No.
It just says in a correctional...
facility, yeah.
This call will be recorded and monitored. I have a collect call from...
Man, you gotta get me out of here. I don't believe in slick-legging in this jail. What I was about to shove it right in my...
An inmate at a detention facility. If you would like to set up an account and accept this call, please press...
Deleted.
So it's my guess is some of them don't say where it is. So you'll mash the button and accept the charges. Otherwise, if you just said, hey, you've got a call from Tina and Louise at the Denton County Sheriff's Department Detention Center, then you know that's where to go get them. You don't accept the call. But if they don't tell you, now it's like one of those search engine things.
Yep.
Hey, we found three names matching your inquiry. If you'd like to know more information, give us $18. Probably the same thing.
And that would make sense if you're trying to make the money off of it. But I just, well, it's like the lady that called yesterday said, the big places, though, they'll give you the name of the place.
Well, they probably, the bigger cities, bigger counties don't need the money. It's going to be the smaller cities that are probably using third-party companies that charge for the phone calls.
I bet you can narrow it down to where she is, make a couple calls.
I could if I cared, but I think I told this guy over here I don't.
He don't.
Touche.
He really don't care.
Alrighty then.
If it's important enough for her, she'll get in contact with me.
True.
I was ready to go. I was actually coming into work early so I could be ready by early afternoon. So I made sure I got my work done, and I made sure I didn't get arrested. Somebody failed on their end, so I'll just wait.
I think at this
Plus,
point...
Plus, I still got Mona.
That is true, and I'm happy for that. At this point, though, she may have heard you talking about it yesterday and said, well, he doesn't care. Ooh, what if this is all an elaborate test?
Well, which one are we talking about?
The Tina.
Why would I be testing Tina? She's the one who got arrested.
No, I'm saying, well, what if she's testing you? He is.
Well, why didn't she just say, hey, could you come get me out? That's a pretty good test.
That would be.
I'm not a good person to test.
No, I know you're not.
Especially if we're in the beginning of a relationship.
Yeah, if she's testing.
That's what I'll do. That's why I'm gonna test him. See if he really cares about me.
That's messed up.
I'm gonna give. All right, it's been a day. I give him 7.5 months before I check in. Testing, playing games. I got a time for it. Two reasons. I don't have the patience, and literally, I ain't got the time for it. Between work and buying a bunch of equipment that doesn't work, dealing with credit reporting companies, and dying.
Dying?
I'm aging. I don't have the time for it.
You're not 90. You're not attached to a respirator.
Well, I'm sure that'll keep me off one for at least another 18 months. Throw out a few more hexes.
Well, there's no hexes. I'm just saying there's no immediate danger to your life. It's not like there's an anvil dangling over your head.
But you're going to feel like crap if I'm on a ventilator tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be pissed.
Why are you going to be pissed?
Dan did this to me.
Oh, come on. You
didn't even say nothing about it. It's not like you're on a ventilator. Then, at least, knock wood. You didn't do that. So you left me just hanging in the breeze for my lungs to collapse. And last time that happened to a celebrity, he died 2 days later. Take his lungs out, waiting on new lungs. Robert Goulet, mother can't even wait 24 hours. Got to die and lose him on my Deadpool list.
I didn't do the knock on wood thing because, one, you're not that superstitious, and two, if you are on a ventilator tomorrow, it's going to be your fault, not mine.
The fact that you said it, if it happens the next day...
It's not going to happen.
Cops always say, never believe in coincidences.
Okay. Then now the problem's going to be, I could actually see you hooking yourself up to a ventilator just to spite me. See, you did this, Dan. You plugged it in yourself.
It's not even on.
Yeah, but it's there.
And I'm on it. No bonus for you.
He's going to wheel it in and sit on it. See, I'm on a ventilator.
Oh, I care. Depending on what you said, I'd carry around an IV bag on wheels like Bo and Jim does. Okay. You got audio? You want to get the news?
Yeah, actually, the radio contest thing from the One Crazy Summer movie, I pulled that. I think it's just titled One Crazy Summer. I got it actually a little bit backwards. So this guy spends all summer trying to win $1 million on a radio contest, and he finally gets through on his rotary phone. And he gets so excited, he snaps the telephone cord out of the wall.
Why is that news?
That's not news. I was just telling you one from earlier.
Oh, you pull it from during a break?
Yeah, yeah.
It was that important.
I wanted to set the record straight because I got the twist wrong.
Okay. Did you use the number one or the word one?
The word one.
All right. Then it will take me a second because it's not at the top.
No.
I got so many different files. If I need to find it, if I create it and I need to find it right now, I name it either one dash whatever or ZZZZZ. And then the name of the file. So it's either at the top or the bottom. It seemed got to the point to where there was already a file named ZZZZ, whatever. So you go, okay, ZXZXZX. And you do that a couple of times. And you just start working your way back up the alphabet.
God.
You're like, there's still, can't believe you did, you.
And sometimes, whatever you're working on, video, audio, for me, most it's either video or audio. Sometimes I forget to check to see where it saves it.
Oh, I've done that.
Like, all right, not on my desktop. That's where I put everything. Goes on the desktop.
Mm-hmm.
But for whatever reason, this particular program wants to save it in its own personal space. Now I cannot find it. So now I got to open the program back up, look for recent items and find out whatever the hell it is that I've. Okay, I don't see LMN Mixdown Monster. Nope.
Yeah, no big
deal. I don't see it because it goes from Monster Energy Drinks to Nancy Grace, okay. Which I think the segue is funny. LMNO. Well, hang on a second. And yeah, there ain't nothing between. After Nancy.
I probably saved it in the wrong spot. As to basically what you were just saying.
Well, I think it was still kind of funny the two synced up.
Mm-hmm.
Let me check your main drive. O-N-E. Let's see. Bankruptcy A-D-N-M. Now.
No. Nah.
Could you put in old daily clips?
No. If it's not in the new daily thing, it's probably just in the regular download folder on my computer.
Oh, well, I don't have that.
I know you don't, but I got other stuff we can use. Okay. You can do cut number four. Two storm chasers, Spencer Basoko and Lawrence McEwen. Sorry, guys, if I mispronounced that. We're in Stephenville. This is the other night with the storms that came through.
Talking about Texas?
Yes. And they were recording.
That's the name of the city that I couldn't think of 6-7 months ago. That's where the only radar in Texas used to be, out of Stephenville. Every TV station used it.
Okay.
That's the only reason I know the name of the city. And it was black and white. Well, it looks like either a heavy thunderstorm is moving northeast, or that could be an 18-wheeler. This is Harold Taft. We resume our normal programming.
I think either way, you might want to put out some type of alarm.
But that was all they had. I don't know. I'm sure in the 80s they had something else, but in the 70s, it's always checking the Stephenville radar. It was just one dot, and it scanned most of North Texas. Nothing really behind it.
And it was an actual radar, like the kind you see like in
like in a
war movies. Yeah, yeah. Like the sub, where it's like the little dot in the middle and the hand.
It would sweep back and forth.
And you see little dots. It's like, hey, there's something.
Nobody else remembers that.
No, the thing. Yeah, no, I remember that.
No, I'm talking about the Stephenville radar.
No, I didn't. No.
Okay.
Did it look like a big ass soccer ball thing?
The city or the radar?
The radar.
Soccer.
Because I swore they had pictures of it and had their logos and stuff behind it on news stations.
I don't know how you could have claimed rights to it because I think the Weather Service owned it.
Maybe what they did, and this would be very TV, is you take a photo of the one piece that everybody uses, and then you just put your logo like behind it, like using sort of graphic.
I don't remember. It wasn't something I masturbated to. I remember trying to watch on TV that was like Channel 21, the scrambled programming.
Mm-hmm.
I remember masturbating to that because it was scrambled television. And it's like, I don't care if it's just one purple I'm beating off to it.
Not even sure if it's an actual boob. It could have just been a really round line.
It could have
TV.
Been a close-up of some guy's eyeball.
Close enough.
All right, so you got two storm chasers out of Stephenville.
Yeah, and this is the middle of the hailstorm. It's cut four.
Oh, my gosh. Yep, got that one, too.
These are like softball size.
Can we find a place to pull under? Because the next one's not going to last. At least a tree.
Shut up, Leron.
Oh, my gosh. This is the biggest hail I've ever seen. I'm covered in
glass. What was that? The windshield finally gave way?
Yeah, the first that you heard was a softball size hit right on the windshield, and then that was another one right there.
You're driving through a hailstorm.
Yeah. Well, the one guy's trying to tell him, hey, can we at least drive under something? We're getting pelted.
We are driving under something. Hail!
How about not hail?
Why don't you get some type of plexiglass you put over your windshield?
That's the problem with some of the storm chasers is not all of them have the same equipment.
Well,
not everyone can roll around the
thunderstruck. Plexiglass, you can see through. It's going to give you like an added layer of protection. I'm surprised nobody saw to this. I mean, the car's not going to pass inspection with plexiglass laid over, but it bends. You can clamp it on, so you got at least, you know, some extra layer. Think of it as a hail condom.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if it gets to the point where the plexiglass doesn't hold up and it starts, you know, it's shattered the windshield, then, you know, you got one more shot coming and it's out. But I can't save everybody.
No, you can't.
Got that one too. Can we find...
Let me back it up. Can we find some place to stop?
Please.
I don't know why we're hell chasers in a Yeah, hell chasers.
Yeah.
And a Miata.
Kit convertible.
We really should have got something with a roof. Leroy, blow me. At least so my weenie don't get hit.
Oh, my gosh. Yep, got that one, too. Can we find a place to pull under?
I'm trying.
Because the next one's not going to last. At least a tree. Oh, my gosh. This is the biggest hail I've ever seen. Oh, and this, I'm covered in glass. This,
what do you want me to do?
There's nothing you can do, man.
And that's why I pulled it.
What do you want me to do?
That's a chick moment.
Yep, exactly.
I asked, can't you pull over someplace?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you feel the car being pelted by, like, these grapefruits? Baby, I'm looking for someplace to pull over. Well, you saw us already get hit once. Baby, I'm just trying the best I can. I'm just driving. Mm-hmm. If I could dodge these things, I'd try, but I can't. I think they're all magnetized. I saw that in Galaxy Quest.
Could you possibly try and not hit every single one? Man, I think you're magnetized.
Oh, my gosh. Yep, got that one, too. Can we find a place to pull under?
Because
the next one's not going to last. At least a tree. Gosh, this is the biggest hail I've ever seen. Oh, and this, I'm covered in glass. This,
what do you want me to do?
There's...
I also lied. That wasn't the biggest hail I've ever seen. They sound like this is one of their first run-ins with really big hail. Does anything pass? He goes, what do you want me to do?
Yeah, that's where it cuts off. What do you want me to do? We're driving in his dorm.
In a Miata.
We agreed ahead of time. Come on.
I told you.
Quit backseat storm chasing.
I watched enough of the whatever channel it was on, Learning Channel. I don't know. But they carried all the reruns on Netflix. Storm Chasers.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the name of it.
Okay.
I watched enough of those to learn, first of all, you never really know which way a tornado is going to go.
Mm-mm.
You don't really get too close. And if you're getting out and you're collecting hail for like Boeing, because they like to take sizes of hail and test it against the metal, aluminum, whatever that the planes are made out of, to see how they're going to react.
Okay.
So they want real hail.
All right.
If you're going to get out of the truck and grab some, wear a helmet. Because there was one of the guy got out, got knocked out.
You don't say.
After that, they went to a athletic supply and bought him a bunch of hockey gear.
That makes sense.
Hey, I'll get all this hail. Let me, that's good right there. I'll get that one. All right, who wants to go get him? He runs outside the SUV and he's just going, ow!
Idiot.
Didn't you think if you're chasing a storm that produces hail that size, and I'm going to guess, tornadic storms produce.
They do.
Always associated with pretty big hail. You get hit by one.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the few times you don't go outside and look up and go, hey, I wonder what's going on outside.
Yeah, it's not like snow where you go outside and stick your tongue out and see if you try to catch it.
I tried to catch one in my mouth.
Ed?
Well, they found three teeth.
And I think I swallowed the wrist.
And then they forced me to move to Mesquite.
Yeah, once you swallow a certain number of teeth, it's just automatic.
You know, it's not as fun as catching those little Cheeto balls.
No.
Cheese puffs.
That's right. That game's fun. That's a good time.
With the hail game, you always catch one.
But even when you win, you lose.
Let me listen to that one more time. You would think they would have a pattern down, because in the, I guess it was called Storm Chasers.
Mm-hmm.
There's always one guy that was kind of in charge, whether he was driving or watching the radar, whatever. There was one guy that would say, do this and do this now. There's no time for arguing. Can you find something to park under? We're in a field. We are in West Texas or Southwest Texas. There are no over things in Southwest Texas.
The only thing that we could actually drive under is probably going to be made of metal.
And that's going to be an abandoned Dairy Queen.
Oh, my gosh. Yep, got that one, too.
Did you cry about
it? Can we find a place to pull under? Because the next one's not going to last. At least a tree.
Cow.
Oh, my gosh. This is the biggest hail I've ever seen. Oh, and this, I'm covered in glass. This,
what do you want me to do?
There's nothing you can do, man.
First of all, I'm covered in glass.
Uh-huh.
Do you think I'm blind? I can see that. I can see you're, I don't know why, a big, fat, whiny guy covered in glass. Why don't you tell me we just got hit by hail or it's Thursday?
Well, if you had taken that exit about a mile back.
Oh, oh God, geez. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kick you off this car. Go out there and get some hail samples.
Were they? Well, I don't have to now. We got no windshield. We could drive around and catch hail samples.
Did this make the news? Was it just something you found online?
It's something found online. I'm sure it did hit some news, but not in this, not with this much fervor.
So not really viral?
No.
Not something like the rear wheel of a Suburban coming off and a local celebrity catching it on their dash cam.
Nothing like that.
Kenzie and I were talking about that during the break.
Oh, yeah?
She goes, how did you keep from freaking out? I went, I'm not crazy. Well, do you see that all the time? I see idiots. And I always expect the worst with drivers around me. So that didn't really shock me. Where people screw up is they see something freaky happen and they focus on that. Then all of a sudden, they're part of the freakiness.
Yes.
When I saw that wheel come off that truck, not the tire, the wheel. Mm-hmm. I had to watch. I told her, you're not going to remember, but here's old man driving instructions. Watch for projectiles. Forget the vehicle. Especially if they lose a wheel, things are going to be coming off. Make sure you see where the wheel goes. Luckily, mine bounced over the median, went into oncoming traffic.
Yeah, at that point, it's their problem.
I said, it's like I threw it in their backyard. It's yours. Then you watch. You have to watch cars coming up behind you. Are they paying attention? Are they going to stop? Am I going to get rear-ended? I had to watch all of that and then still check on people.
It's impressive.
It's impressive because I've been driving since I was 15.
He's a hero, Kenzie.
I didn't save anybody's life. I visually checked and I wasn't getting out of the car because you don't know how many people are paying attention. I visually checked on everybody, the two cars that were involved. They seemed fine, especially the guy in the Suburban.
I still say he could have been having a heart attack.
Well, I can't do anything for you.
Well.
But he had hold of that steering wheel like, all right, they can haul me off, but this is coming with me. While he was, you know, parked. Or stop perpendicular to the tollway. It was just.
This steering again, wheel is my new best friend. Mm-hmm. I will hug him.
Seen out of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Yeah. John Kerry's hands are melted to the steering wheel. Okay, we're late again, aren't we? Yeah. Seems to be our new template. Why don't they just readjust the commercial clocks around us instead of us sticking to a certain time?
So I think what we do is what we try to do. I don't even know if they have a time on that sheet.
Yeah, it probably says like 4:25. Mm-hmm. Does it? Those crazy commercial people.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
4:45, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ Eagle. Traffic brought to you by Cool River Cafe, starting off in Dallas, westbound 30, right at Cockrell Hill. Got an accident blocking the off-ramp there. Traffic is backed up back from Hampton Road. Also in Dallas, northbound I-35, right at the tollway, got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is jacked up back from Commerce. And finally, in Richardson, southbound 75, right at Beltline, got an accident blocking the HOV and the left lane. This one has traffic backed up back from Renner Road. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at RussMartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Tonight, partly cloudy and kind of cold. Low of 48. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer with a high of 76. Right now, it is 57 at 97.1. The Eagle.
K-E-G-L.
Woohoo, Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Okay, we were where?
The two storm chasers in the girl fight.
Those were two girls?
No. Dan was being.
I was being funny.
Yes.
Sorry, Kenzie. Didn't mean to catch you in the crosshairs.
But they were arguing.
Yes. Like you would with your girl.
I'm covered in glass.
What do you want me to do about it? Did you ask me to bring, like, one of them dog fur roller things with tape? I told you to wear a helmet. You don't see me covered in glass. You glassy-ass maggot.
Is this really the best time for you to say I told you so? I am covered in glass, and you don't care. All you care about is being right.
You're the one that want to go stay chase storms. I want to stay home and have anal sex. Not once have I ever been given a getting where I got hit by a hail rock.
But just once, I wanted to do something together that wasn't butt sex. Why are you so obsessed?
We could go to Sonic. And talk to each other and have everybody question our sexuality.
I wanted to do something exciting. Going to get a blizzard in the middle of a tornado. That does sound pretty cool.
How about if you get a blizzard, or you watch me eat a blizzard and you blow me? And we masturbate the pictures of Bob Phillips. What about that?
The guy from Daybreak?
The guy from 8 Country Reporter.
Oh, that guy.
Texas Country Reporter.
And DQ.
I don't know if he's still associated with Dairy Queen.
He is in my heart.
I know for a big time, that's all it was, is Bob Phillips, 8 Country Reporter, and Dairy Queen. Hi, I'm Bob Phillips. Today, we're off to Dookie Poot, Texas. To see how they make braces for crippled ferrets. Handmade, these are true artisans. But first, stopping by Dairy Queen. We get a blizzard.
My Chevy truck.
It doesn't necessarily sound exactly like him, but it's actually better this way.
I could work on it if you want, but I don't think Bob Phillips comes up in the news that often.
He doesn't come up in the news that often, but I think he still does the show. I think it's just Texas Country Reporter now. Airs early on Sundays.
On 8?
I believe so.
Well, I know it was... Kenzie, do you have any clue who we're talking about?
No.
Okay. So that's going to be a slightly older generation thing. A
little bit.
It started with... Do you want the backstory?
Sure.
Quickly. Started as 4 Country Reporter. I don't know who hosted it. And they decided an offshoot would be Young 4 Country. Bob Phillips hosted that. This was in the, I think, early 70s. And then whoever was doing 4 Country Reporter either died or went, enough of this shit. And then Bob Phillips became 4 Country Reporter.
Gotcha.
And then moved over to Channel 8 after I don't know how many years. And then he syndicated it through Texas. It became Texas Country Reporter. And now I don't know what they do.
The last time I saw
it. I know it's been on the RFD channel.
Makes sense.
If you live out in an RFD area and you've never seen black people, here's a picture.
And then they would.
Or we're going to show pictures of black people to people that live in rural free districts. Rural farm districts, whatever okay. It's called. See?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Alfie says line 1.
Is that the driver or the whiner?
That, I believe, is the whiner.
Ah, oh, damn it.
Really?
Yes, Spencer?
Yep, this is Spencer.
You were which one?
I am the actual videographer. I was the one sitting in the passenger seat who got the glass all over him.
Dude, why don't you guys wear helmets?
Actually, you know what? I'm a lieutenant in the Army, and I do have a Kevlar, and I just happened to forget it that chase. I was genuinely going for tornadoes, trying to stay out of the hail, and...
But don't, when you've got tornadic activity, doesn't it generally generate hail?
Yes, but this was...
Dude, get a helmet. You were in the Army. You know. They went through basic training. You got your gun. Best friend. You'll know all about that. Same thing with Hale. Your helmet's your best friend. I hate to argue with somebody that served our country, but good God, man.
I know. Well, the thing is, it's one of those deals. I've been in baseball hell before, and I've never had... This was bigger than baseball. This was bigger than softballs. That big stone in the last one was 5 to 6 inches long, or as wide, and obviously it's going to be, you know, as long too.
That's about the size of a small pan pizza.
Yeah,
exactly. And it's
well, who was driving? Had you worked with the guy that was driving before?
Yes, actually, the first time I ever met him, we were storm chasing, and he was on a country road and visited him. And if we go on long distance chases, I try and link up with him because, you know, we try to save gas money. We are regular people. We work regular jobs.
No, I got it. But you guys didn't really seem to have any type of synchronicity to where you're going, could you find something to pull under? He's going, dude, I'm trying.
Yeah, well, I was just more shocked that I had just had the window bust all over me. So I had to do. I was like all excited and giddy, and then I realized I had glass all over me, and I just kind of like...
You served in the United States Armed Forces, and hail made you giddy?
Well, the weather makes me giddy. It's like would I go storm chasing or hang around a hot chick, and, you know, I would rather go storm chasing.
Dude, I'm really trying to defend your manliness. I brought up the U.S. Armed Forces a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I sure going to want to watch it hail and travel around with a guy who just wants to go, what do you want me to do about it? How long have you been storm chasing?
I've been storm chasing for about 7 years now.
I'm going to guess.
Almost as long as I've been in the Army.
Almost all of it's adrenaline, and you want to be, what kind of camera are you using?
Well, I was using his. He's got a Sony, no idea, a Sony something. It's a video. Mine is a Canon EOS. It's a 310 or
yeah, yeah, okay. We know all the model numbers. What if I was going to spend my time and possibly getting a subdural hematoma, first of all, I would get me a helmet. And
yes.
I would also get, because they're kind of affordable now, a 4K camera.
Because
you want something not only with high resolution, but something that's high speed. So when you're, analyzing it, you can see things flying around in it.
You're right. That is the plan. obviously, you know, that's a viral video. Everybody in.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You know, the funny thing is, I look at this as a good thing because with all this crazy of these knuckleheads in Baltimore being dumber and dumb, destroying their own town, you know. There's a little bit of positivity, you know. Like, people can look at this video, laugh, and be like, look at these dumb guys, but at least get a smile out of it.
What I'm afraid of is, did you go through any type of informal storm chasing before you started, or did you just...
Oh, yeah, I went to OU. I graduated last year from University of Oklahoma. I took multiple meteorology classes there, and then also, you know, I've been doing it for 7 years. This is not something that any person can go do. I had radar.
Well, they think they can, but you know, I'm going to guess you weren't wearing anything special in the video. I haven't seen the video. I just heard the audio. So I guess it looks like, well, seems to be anybody could just, you got somebody to drive and get somebody wants to hold the camera and get hit, we can go.
Honestly, it's really hard to even get into hail that big.
Obviously not. You got him smacked twice.
Well, yeah, once you're in it, you're not out of it. But whenever you're storm chasing, you do have to go. Use radar, and when we have this thing, we have hail markers on there, and you can also look at the...
That's called dings on the hood.
well, on the radar, you know, it tells us how big the hail is. And you'll give it an inch and a half, you know, on extreme days like yesterday, as far as where there's, you know, crazy dynamics in place.
And you use your own vehicle?
Yes. This is actually my buddy's vehicle, though, because we went long distance. I have my own. I have a big truck.
Okay, is it not possible when you're heading out, take a sheet of pre-cut plexiglass and put it over the windshield just to give you an extra layer of protection?
I'm sure it would be, but it's one of those things. Like, I'm not going out there for hail usually. And if I am, like, there. Now, I'm not gonna lie. There's sometimes I want to go out and I want to see the big hail. And I have to go find forecast and go find the storm and go find where it's at.
Dude, I think you did a better job serving our country than storm chasing.
No, I tell you what. If you go to my YouTube page, just type my first and last name in there. Well, you'll see I've been doing this.
What
for years.
Slow down. What is it?
It's Spencer Basoco, BASOCO.
BASOCO.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And, yeah, if you type it in there, you'll see I've got 100. Okay. Oh, dadgummit. I need to. Okay, I have some goofy videos. I do. I'm a funny guy. I like to have fun. I like to make people smile. Well,
you got nude stuff on there?
Okay, you know how you said I was a big fat guy earlier? Well, I'm pretty jacked. I'm not, like, trying to toot
my horn. I didn't know.
I like him.
I didn't. Shut up, Kenzie. I didn't know. But, you just sound like one of those complainers, you know, like having a big fat chick in your car. Well, I told you should have gone off over there. Now I'm all covered in glass. Well, what do you want me to do about it? What?
But I have some possible videos on there of me trying to do bodybuilding poses, possible. And then when I had just got home from Iraq, I had Guitar Hero, and for some reason I decided to drink a few drinks and go into my barracks.
I will play Guitar Hero naked.
Well, I was actually using it as a real guitar, trying to. Karaoke Johnny Cash and Randy Travis. Yeah. But I left them on there. People think they're funny and get a kick out of it. But my serious.
Dude, the only reason you're getting away with any of that is PTSD.
There you go. And I just got home. Bam. What? No, I what? Like I said,
you served it.
I have you served no shame.
You served in Iraq?
Yes, sir.
For how long?
I was there from September of 2000 to 2007 to November 2008, 15-month deployment.
And you reached what rank?
I was an E4. I started as an E1. I left Iraq as an E4. I started the Army as an E1, the lowest rank.
Is that a private?
And
what's something I would recognize? You got up to a what?
I got up to a specialist. And then when I joined the National Guard, when I got off active duty, I became a sergeant.
All right, so I can call you sergeant.
Well, no, now I'm a lieutenant. I'm a second lieutenant.
All right, I'll call you Luke. What's his last name?
Lieutenant Basoco.
Lieutenant Basoco.
Yes, that's what they call me.
Okay, is that what they call you?
Well, no, they call me Butterbar.
Or do they use that name for somebody who goes out in the hail and gets knocked out? Man, you just got a Lieutenant Basoco.
You got to think, I'm around a bunch of infantry guys. We find weird stuff like that, like, cool and fascinating. They all want to go storm chasing with me, so.
Okay. Well, you won't be offended if I don't go with you. But take the ideas I've thrown out.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys ever collect hail for the airlines?
No. Well, we try to, but it never makes it back.
Well, you know, you can put that. Have you ever heard of a styrofoam?
Yes.
I know you don't use that a lot in war zones. I got on my styrofoam vest. I've seen them collect hail for the airline so they could test it against Boeing jets, see what happens. All right, so go to a hockey store, get you some hockey equipment.
Got it.
In case you have to get out of the car, and at least wear a helmet. And stop by Home Depot, they'll cut it for you. Get some plexiglass that you can put over the windshield. You can see through it. You'll be a little safer. And just think of it as my way of saying thank you for serving our country.
Well, I tell you what, on this next storm chase, probably here next week, I will go get plexiglass, and I will be decked out in some protective gear, and I will make sure to give you all a shout out.
Try and do it before you get knocked out.
Okay, I will. And in fact, if I get in a big hailstorm, I will give you a call and let you all know that I am safe and sound and let you hear it.
Okay.
Aww.
You know, you can buy dash cams that will hold the camera for you.
Well, our dash cam almost got smashed out by the hail.
Well, your regular cam almost got bashed by the hail. So did the camera operator. Get dude, get a helmet.
I will definitely. Helmet and. Oh, it might have helped if I had glasses, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Keep the glass out of your eyes.
Goggles.
Yeah. Yep, goggles. Storm goggles.
Goggles. I'm gonna get beat up now just because I look like a daggum moron. But at least I won't be dead, right?
You're not dead. You made it through. Why you're doing it, I'm not really sure. Why you made your sacrifices for our country, I know why, and I appreciate it.
Oh,
boss.
Yeah.
I appreciate it, boss.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lieutenant.
All right. Thank you, all. Y'all have a good one. And like I said, I'll keep in touch with y'all.
All right. Good luck with that subdural hematoma.
I think he's a good suitor for me, potentially.
Somebody's been hit in the head several times.
Yep.
Either him or one of the guys that got a bunch of money from the NFL lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
I need to date somebody that's been hit several times in the head.
I
want to date somebody who's been asked at least 4 or 5 times how many fingers. Who's that in the hall just to your right?
It's a Boy Scout tour.
Bring them in. I have about time for me to pull my pants down.
Nope, time to go to break.
Goodness. Oh, come on.
Can't go to break fast enough.
Boy Scouts need to see a lot.
We're also on in the hallway today.
Oh, it's Tuesday.
Yep.
Well, I didn't say what I was going to pull out.
No, you did not.
I'll show them how to build a fire.
They're taking pictures.
I just posed for a picture. I'll show them how to build a fire.
With what?
But I got really in this studio. All we got to do is turn one lamp sideways for about 15 seconds.
Yep. Fire.
Look, that's the way you make fire. You take a 150-watt bulb that's unprotected and ungrounded and put it up against carpet. After 10 seconds, woof.
Yeah.
See there? That way you ain't got to carry, you know, flint rock and all kindle
that,
wood.
All that crazy survival crap. Yeah.
All you need is this. And that way you're always prepared. By the way, ever seen a naked man? I'm about gladiator movies.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
511, this is KEGL. Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center, Alfie Cole is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Three Forks Steakhouse. A lot going on. We'll get started off in Fort Worth. Eastbound Loop 820 right at Mark Fort Parkway.
Got I want food from Three Forks.
It's good stuff.
Well, no, I mean get me food from Three Forks.
Oh, right now?
Well, get some for Friday.
I'll see what I can do.
And then they can listen to us eat it on 1190 on Wednesday.
Be a good time for everyone involved. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, eastbound Loop 820. Right at Mark Fort Parkway, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Blue Mount Road. Also in Fort Worth, westbound I-30, right at 35W, right there in the Fort Worth Mixmaster. Got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Highway 287, the Martin Luther King Jr. Freeway. Into Balt Springs, eastbound 20, right at 175. Got some road construction blocking pretty much everything, only the left lane getting by. Traffic there is jacked up back to St. Augustine. Finally, in Dallas, northbound I-35, right at Illinois, got an accident blocking the entrance ramp and the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Saner Avenue. Listen to Skull tomorrow morning at 8:25 for a shot to win a pair of Win 'em Before You Can Buy 'em tickets to go see Incubus, the Deftones, and Death from Above 1979. When the hell is it? It's at the JEXA, and it's August 20th. Tickets go on sale May 1st. Details are online at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Dart. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 48. Then tomorrow, sunny, warmer, and a high of 76. Right now, 56. At 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
KEGL, the Eagle. The Russ Martin Show, only on The Eagle.
What did you go pull?
I did it.
Yes. Yeah, I like it when babies clap for themselves.
I potted the first time on my own.
Who's a big girl?
Outside my pants.
Yay.
I did it.
I was giving her direction on which camera to cut to do the number one thing.
I did it good this time.
It was all right. Shut up. People like you and the version that I produce that's on Facebook.
Good. That makes me happy.
Almost, I don't know, not every comment, but the emails that I got, because I keep adding more and more people. That's why I've got Chuck lengthening the jingle.
Because
mm-hmm. Everybody's holding up one, and then Kenzie goes,
four.
Yeah. And she's just ecstatic to be able to hold that up.
She's four number ones.
That's two number twos, which means my pants are full. What audio did you go pull during the break?
I went and pulled Lieutenant Basoko's Ring of Fire.
The Storm Chaser?
Yeah. Because it,
I feel bad for giving him a hard time. He didn't really sound, you know, like an army guy.
Right.
Or military guy. He sounded more like a complainer. I'm covered in glass. Dude, you served in Iraq. Were you the same way? You know, I am covered in Iraqis. Can somebody pull just one Iraqi off me?
I don't think he's quite that bad, but.
But just the fact that he gets wild. You know, I wasn't really concerned about hail, but you just agreed that most tornadoes produce hail. So you never know how big the tornado is going to be or how big the hail is going to be. So why wouldn't you be prepared?
You can be prepared, and obviously certain things.
He was in combat. He didn't even think to wear a helmet when you've got projectiles coming straight down at you.
He did say there are
projectiles that come out of tornadoes. Forget
yes.
about the hail.
Right.
Tornadoes throw stuff around.
He did say he forgot his helmet. So
you don't forget your helmet if you're going out and chasing tornadoes.
Well, he did.
Well, obviously he didn't pay attention in the armed services. Because you show up and you don't have your rifle or your helmet, somebody's going to get bitch slapped.
Mm-hmm. There was another storm chaser. He messaged me on Facebook. He said, there are many things that could have led to them getting in that situation. I was chasing that day as well. Internet data was very sparse. Old radar data and bad road grids lead to a lot of chasers ending up in the bear's cage.
Which I'm going to guess is just the danger zone.
Yeah.
Okay. Then be prepared. You know, maybe pack a helmet in your trunk. Have a backup helmet. Even one of those stupid-looking bicycle helmets where you look like a roach. Or just anything's going to be better than just getting hit straight in the head.
Or put yourself in one of those, like, the human-sized hamster balls that are inflatable.
Oh, those things are cool.
Yeah. Kenzie lived in one of those for 8 years.
And now she's out.
Yeah, Mom said that's how she learned to walk.
Hi.
All right. So
it's cut seven.
Okay, I missed it. How did you know that he sang?
He told us.
Well, I was talking to him about a lot of stuff.
I understand. Well, what he said was when he gave out his YouTube channel,
which is Spencer
Basoko.
B-A-S-O-C-O. Okay. Then he realized.
He's got other videos on there.
I got other stupid stuff. Maybe I should set up just a Storm Chaser channel.
Yeah, that would have been.
And me playing. Is he naked when he's playing the Guitar Hero?
No, he's got a black cowboy hat on, jeans with a belt buckle. I know this because his community college sleeveless T-shirt is tucked in behind the belt buckle.
Where'd he go to school?
OU.
Oh, that's right.
Hey, we have something in common.
Yeah, both of you guys have subdural hematomas.
And then so
I know you've been hit in the head enough to be knocked out.
And I went to OU too.
Well, that's prerequisite. Have you ever been knocked out? Yes. All right, come on in.
Yeah, there's a reason why it's crimson and cream.
I didn't get it.
I didn't get the cream part, but it's still funny.
Well, the crimson is
the blood. Yeah.
Anyway, so this is him. He picks up, for whatever reason, he picks up his Guitar Hero guitar and plays Ring of Fire along, but he's mainly singing.
Okay.
Singing along to it.
What cut?
Seven, I believe.
Got it. Now, is there music behind this?
A little bit. Because, again, he sings along with it.
Is he a decent singer?
I was actually pleasantly surprised.
Okay. But he's not really playing a guitar. He's just holding his Guitar Hero guitar.
You'll hear some clicking now and again, and that's him thumbing the thing. See, pretty good.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring.
Do you have to beat on the guitar to be able to sing along with it?
I think he's just going along with it. Don't ask me why. I can't answer. I can't answer for Lieutenant Basoko.
Has he never heard of Air Guitar Hero?
He figured, you know what? I guess he's got it there. He decided to use the prop. And his clicking, it's on beat.
But if you miss the I guess I know how you play the game. You just have to hit the dots and the buttons as they come at you.
Yeah, you got the buttons on the...
But if you miss a button or whatever, it still plays the correct tune.
Uh-huh.
Not entirely.
Okay.
Yeah, it cuts out a little bit.
Plus he said he was drunk when he filmed this. So he may not have actually been playing Guitar Hero.
Dan, you saw the video.
The camera shot is just him. It's a static shot, just him playing on his Guitar Hero guitar. I don't know if the video game is going. I don't think it is. I think he's just using his Guitar Hero guitar to pretend
as
like it's a real guitar.
As a prop.
Yeah, and then he's singing along with the track.
Dude, why don't you just learn to play the... Not talking about him. Just learn to play the guitar instead of a video game where you don't really learn anything.
I played Guitar Hero like 3 or 4 times, and it's not a bad starting point. In fact, that would have been a great place for you to start, Guitar Hero.
F*** you, Dan.
Why'd you make the face?
I know what you mean.
I'm not saying that you should have stopped at that.
Maybe you went at playing the guitar too fast. Maybe you should have started with Air Guitar, then Guitar Hero, and then maybe one of those guitars where all the frets light up, and then possibly a ukulele. See, you just went immediately to the electric guitar.
Yeah, you jumped over all the basics. Start small.
Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire.
He's got a good deep voice.
Yep.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns.
I'm trying to help him out.
The ring of fire. The ring of fire.
Now, if for whatever reason I hear this song anywhere, if I don't hear the... It's going to sound like it's missing something. It's
going to be empty.
And there not been a setup to this, and you just went, hey, I got audio. Guess what this guy does?
Yeah.
Well, first thing I get right is, I bet he gets hit in the head a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would also think, he's probably out of work, hasn't seen sunlight in probably 18 months.
Right.
His mama checks on him just to make sure he's eating.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got some form of Asperger's or Tourette's.
Yep, could be.
But then you find out he was a lieutenant in the armed forces. You feel kind of bad because obviously we don't take care of our vets. This would be perfect audio to play for Congress. You want to up funds to the VA?
As a combat veteran.
This is a man who served our country for almost 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't provide any type of health care. We do, but it's not the best it could be. Here's what happens when we don't take care of our veterans.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. Went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet.
Spencer?
when hearts like ours meet.
Spencer, it's time for dinner.
I fell for you like a child.
Spencer, it's pot pies with top and bottom.
Oh, but the fire went wild.
Spencer, Lieutenant Dan's outside.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down.
Maybe he gets money from his YouTube hits.
He's going to maybe make like a whole nickel by the time I'm done.
Well, at least we've given him something back.
Yes.
Probably more than the government has.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I just got back from dodging crap in Iraq. What would I like to do now? I would like to get hit in the head with hail size of a small pan pizza and have a guy who don't know what drive underneath something means. I got the PTSD bad.
I can imagine.
Made me forget my helmet.
Your what?
Helmet.
Did it also affect your speech pattern?
What? Helmet.
You're right. You're saying it perfectly. Never mind me. I'm the weird one.
I may start wearing my helmet everywhere I go.
I think the VA may recommend that for you.
With styrofoam bumpers on each side. I mean, really, if you wanted to drive the point home, here's what happens when you don't update and give our veterans state-of-the-art health care when they come back from serving our country,
mm-hmm.
from dispensing justice, freedom,
democracy,
everything that we hold true and close to our hearts. And this is the way you treat them.
Don't play guitar. I can just sing now.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring.
Pew, pew.
He's either really proud that he called in, or he's going back to Iraq.
I don't think he's re-enlisting.
Man, I'm going back to Iraq where at least the people that hate us are a little more courteous.
I think he's going to dig it.
And, of course, the one that had to call at the Storm Chasers, the clip we played, it had to be the one complaining that I was bagging on. Could have been the driver that went, I told him to shut up. Put on your helmet. You're going to get hit. You know you're going to get hit. Well, we're just chasing tornadoes. And what would your staff sergeant say if you showed up for battle? What's the matter with you, boy? Think you're not going to get hit in the head? These people will shoot you anywhere. We're in Iraq. Is it hail? We need a break?
Yes.
Okay. Plug his YouTube channel one more time. It's the least we can do.
You go to YouTube.com and just search Spencer Basoco, B-A-S-O-C-O.
I'm trying not to laugh when I say it, but thank you, Lieutenant.
If you ever meet him, you better salute. Man's earned it. And then maybe you can Guitar Hero together. You can start your own band.
We're the Guitar Heroes.
He puts the hero in Guitar Hero.
He served in Iraq. I was a harvester. Go Eastfield.
Yeah.
Tether him off, we're gonna tether him off, the mother sucker. Tether him off, the sucker. Tether him off, we're gonna tether him off, the mother.
We'll be back to the
Russ Martin Show. How we
5:39, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle Traffic brought to you by GEICO. Let's get started off in Fort Worth. Eastbound Loop 820, right at Mark Ford Parkway, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Saginaw Main Street. Also in Fort Worth, westbound I-30, right at 35W, right there in the Fort Worth Mixmaster. Got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Highway 287, the Martin Luther King Jr. Freeway. into, hell, Plano. Southbound on the tollway just before Park Boulevard got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic goes backed up all the way back from 121. And finally, in Bald Springs, eastbound I-20, right at Highway 175. Road construction there has everything but the left lane shut down. Traffic there is jacked up back from St. Augustine. Caller number 9. Yeah, number 9 wins a pair of tickets to BFD 2015 at the Jackson. It's the number after 8. Oh, no, BFD, it's a big freaking deal. Yeah, because there's a lot of bands. It's pretty cheap if you want to get tickets. Inexpensive. It is going to be. I want to say it. He's a good guy. 214-817-787-1971. I'm Alfie Coyne, the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by Mooya Burgers, Fries, and Shakes. Tonight, partly cloudy, 48. Tomorrow, sunny, high of 76. Right now, 56. And 97.1 to Eagle.
My bitch better have my money.
K-E-G-L, the Eagle.
I don't charge by the inch, I charge by the foot. Think I'm lying, bitch, here, take a look. 100% USDA, grade A-B. Here's my car.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
So,
bitch better have my money. 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 Bitch better have my money.
Yeah.
Thank you. Were there any other videos of Lieutenant Bosoko?
There are. Ring of Fire one was the one that I went to immediately because he mentioned it. There is also one that was titled Bodybuilding Poses. But I figured that probably didn't have the same audio effect that him singing would.
No, right now he's two pretty good hits.
Mm-hmm.
Ring of Fire.
Yep.
And Hail.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yep, got that one, too.
Okay, that's...
That's him.
That's Bosoko?
Yeah.
He's talking. His friend driving doesn't seem to be that concerned.
No, he's just kind of... He's just driving.
Sammy?
Oh, my God.
I don't know what that audio is called, and I don't know how to find it.
Oh,
Sammy, listen to me!
Oh, Jesus.
Can we find a place to pull under?
I'm trying.
Because the next one's not going to last. At least a tree. Oh, my gosh. This is the biggest tail I've ever seen. Oh, and this, I'm covered in glass.
What do you want me to do?
There's nothing you can do, man.
I'm on his team. His friend was kind of rude.
Well, his friend, he said there's nothing you can do. Even Lieutenant Bosoko.
Bosoko, yeah.
Said, yeah, I know there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, but.
What we have called that audio?
Sammy, S-A-M-I. Have you tried that? Are you trying in your computer or my flash drive?
Yeah, I'm on your flash since once not on there.
Are you on the main direct? Like the?
Hang on. Let me go back to mine.
Yeah.
Found it.
Yeah! Is it on yours or mine?
It's on mine.
Okay, good. Now don't do anything with it.
What do you mean?
You have a tendency to lose those things.
What I should do is create a folder. And when we find a file that we really want,
favorites,
we put it in there.
Yeah.
And regardless, then I don't have to remember a lot.
Yeah.
Kenzie, these were a couple of rally drivers, off-road.
Okay.
Not in a dune buggy, but, you know, just sort of.
It's sort of like a dune buggy race. It's rally car stuff. So you've got two people in the car. You got the driver and the navigator. And the navigator knows the course. They study it. They know it.
Oh.
So the navigator can tell the driver, all right, looking at the map, we've got a turn coming up in 22 kilometers or 22 meters, something like that. But these two guys don't seem to get along. And the one that's talking the most is the navigator.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go.
500. Into 50. Fast, sharp right. Fast, sharp right. Sharp right. Sharp right. Listen. Sammy, you have to listen to my call, Sammy. Please. I beg you. 100. Fast right. Turn. Turn the wheel. Medium right. Concentrate. Throttle. 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 You have to turn the wheel, Sammy. 40. Fast. Medium left. Medium right here. Sammy, listen to my call. 50. Fast. Medium right. Sharp left, sharp left, sharp left. Long, 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 long. Come on, Sammy. 50, downhill, triple caution. Triple caution, stay center. Triple caution, stay center. Come on, Sammy, you can do it. Concentrate, medium right, into medium right again. Into medium, come on, Sammy. Medium left, medium right, concentrate, Sammy.
How the hell did you remember his name?
I just automatically thought about that when they were talking about two drivers.
Mm. Listen to me, Sammy!
I am.
I'd kick him out the car.
Be easy, Sammy, otherwise we won't win it. You have to be easy, Sammy. I'm telling you, you are not listening.
Shut up, you.
No, I'm just giving you advice,
Sammy. I don't even know why Sammy has the navigator if he just keeps telling him, shut up.
Yeah.
Sammy's not. He's driving. Really, if the adrenaline's going, it should be Sammy.
Yeah.
Not the navigator. Sammy, listen to me!
Otherwise, it's not working, Sammy. Seriously, you are watching and driving. You have to be easy, Sammy, otherwise we won't win it. You have to be easy, Sammy. I'm telling you, you are not listening.
Shut up,
No, I'm just giving you advice, Sammy. Long, long. Come on, Sammy. Continue, sharp left, sharp left, sharp left, sharp left. Stay on the road, Sammy, please. 120, concentration, please. Long, 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 long. Throttle, throttle, throttle. Very good. Into fast right. Go for 150. Fast medium right. Stay on road. Long, long. Go. 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 Turn. Throttle. Sharp right. Long, long, long. Throttle, throttle.
You do know it'd be quicker if you just said gas. You know, throttle's two syllables. Takes you longer to say it. By the time I get there, it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
Just say gas. Gas, Sammy. Why do you keep looking at Alfie?
I'm not.
Well, sometimes you look at Alfie like he...
It's just a quick glance just to see.
Well, you did it twice.
Well,
normally, that means somebody's on the phone.
No, we're cool.
Is it Sammy?
God, I wish.
It is me. He does nothing but tell me how to drive. All I can do is do an entire race and just go, shut up. Shut up. Listen to me, Sammy.
Very good. Go for 400. 400. 400. Fast right. Followed by another 200. Go, 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 go. Go, Sammy. Into double caution jump. Double caution jump. No, stay on road. Sammy, Sammy, please. Sammy, Sammy. Fast medium right. Listen to the call. Sammy, please listen to the call. Sharp left.
How many kilometers go?
1 kilometer. Concentrate, Sammy, please. Please, please. Fast, medium, right. Long, long, long. 30, fast, medium, right.
How to go?
1 kilometer, fast, medium, right. Into fast, medium, right again. Into sharp left. Sammy, you have to stay on road, Sammy. Otherwise, car will break down.
Yeah.
What'd he say?
For the F word.
Yeah.
Well. It's almost in another language.
Almost.
Will you please stop screaming at me and stop saying stay on the road? I know the game.
Yeah, but he keeps saying it so that way when he doesn't stay on the road and they lose, he can then tell the driver, or he can tell Sammy, I told you so.
And quit saying my name.
I know who else would you be talking to?
There's nobody else in the car. Why do you say my name? Call me my nickname.
What's your nickname?
Pop-Tart.
God, you're awful.
Go, go, follow the road. Sammy, Sammy, you will wreck the car. We will not finish. You have to stay on road, Sammy,
okay,
please.
Okay.
There's another one. What how we missed those?
This, I think, is the unedited version.
Really, are you sure?
Well, no, because you cut out a lot of the throttle, throttle, throttle stuff.
When we... Yeah, the original version, I don't think, was this long.
Yeah.
I think we just focused on that. Then.
Sammy, you've got to listen to me!
Shut up.
Shut up. Down the road, Sammy!
I know where the road is.
Sammy, Sammy, 1 kilometer! Sammy, stay on the road! Sammy, da-da-da-da, throttle!
Did you just say gas?
What are you doing this constantly?
There's another one. Okay, I'm changing the name on this one to...
unedited.
Not safe for work. There. I wonder what the... Well, we've heard the whole thing now.
Yeah.
For the most part. It's funny when whatever the other guy's name is.
You're not listening to me!
I am not listening for a reason. You get on my nerves. We always lose the rest because you make me lose the focus. And you scream at me like Yoda.
The road must stay on!
You mean stay on the road?
Yes, Sammy!
By the way, just for the record, for the next race, my name is Leron. I don't know where you got the Sammy business. That's what Chloe was referring to when he said, listen to me, Sammy! We could have played that audio and just said that was Spencer and his guy in a hailstorm.
Yep.
Oh, it sounded like he was in a hailstorm.
Yeah, a little bit.
I don't even think we ever got to the end of the audio. We don't know if they won or not.
I have no idea. I forget. It's been so long since we even played it.
I was going to go back and see if I could find out how old the clip was. Semi. That is from August 16th, 2013.
Really?
And I'm pretty sure that's the last time we played it. I don't recall revisiting that often.
Yeah. I think that clip that – I think it's older than that.
Maybe I went back and put the F words back in and it shows the updated version, last date modified.
Maybe.
You just said it again.
You make me do it, Sonny. You make me cuss. Stay on the road! Christ!
Okay, it goes from caution to triple caution. There is no second caution.
Mm-mm.
Double caution jump! Double caution jump!
What does that mean?
It means jump like Johnny Carson. What do you think it means?
Okay. Any more audio that you want to play?
Yeah.
Because I'm kind of curious to see if Sammy calls now.
Oh, God, that'd be awesome.
We played the Storm Chasers with... he never said the other guy's name.
It's Lawrence.
Lawrence.
Lawrence McEwen.
And Spencer...
Basoko.
Storm Chasers.
Yes.
I still don't think Lieutenant Basoko paid a lot of attention in the service.
Well, I'm sure he did. I mean, he's...
You're going out into battle. You know, at least you can sort of guess where the shots are going to come from. In a hailstorm, there is no guessing. You just kind of know when you're in a hailstorm once you get hit a few times. Well, you know, they always said to me, Basoko, in high school, I was voted most likely to get knocked out by a piece of ice. And,
that's what I said. Voted most likely to get hit by a piece of ice.
And, you know, I was trying to find out what rank he left the service with, because that's the way I like to refer to him. If you got sergeant, I should call you sergeant.
I was E1 or EOC or something.
He started out as E1. Ewok. No.
I was an Ewok.
No, you were not an Ewok.
Yeah, I think it was.
That's not even a rank.
It was. And then when I was finally discharged, my ranking was Section 8.
Section 8 was your ranking?
Well, that was the division we were in.
Isn't Section 8 a discharge because of mental issues?
Mm-hmm.
I think so. We were in the Section 8 division.
There's a whole division of you?
Yeah. They didn't give us helmets.
They figured what was a need?
Yeah. Figure I was safe since I was voted most likely to get knocked out by a piece of ice and I'm Iraq. Everything's probably all right.
So one man in the entire military got knocked out by a piece of ice in the middle of a desert.
I figured I was safe. You know, I was in the Section 8 division. Nobody shoots people in dresses. I was in the Klinger battalion.
We got about a minute. What other audio you got?
I got a little bit of audio from a concerned parent who recognized her son on TV in the middle of the Baltimore riots yesterday, so she decided that she'd go down there and take care of business.
I saw this on WFAA's website. They didn't have the video.
Mm-hmm.
They just had the still shot of this mom confronting her son who's in the riot.
Yeah. He's got a black hoodie on, he's got black jeans, and he's got a black mask. Well, mom gets a hold of him, gets the mask off his face. That she does that after she smacks him upside the head like 3 or 4 times, and he keeps trying to walk away from her because obviously he's embarrassed because all of his riot friends are like, "Ha, your mom's here.
You get your ass beat in a riot and ain't by the police.
Yeah.
It's your mama, and you're running in circles, and she's screaming, move your hand." Play it now.
Yeah.
I swear to God, she says, move your hand.
I think she does at one point. And she also says, a couple things you can make out is, I think one of the first things she says is, get your ass over here, move your hand, take that mask off, and we're out here doing some dumb S.
Has CNN or anybody talked to her?
Not that I've seen.
That's the way that you raise a kid, or at least discipline him if he runs amok.
You take that mask off. Now, drop your pants. Move your hands. Stop running in circles. Where do you think you're going? We went through this when you was a baby. I grab you by the hand. You start running in circles. I say, who you think you are, Dale Earnhardt? This ain't NASCAR. You get your ass beat.
Hit you with what?
She says, you want to be down here doing some dumb...
Oh, I thought she said you want me to hit you with this thing.
I don't think so.
You want me out here doing this dumb... Get the over here! Get over here now!
Hang on. Is that it on TV?
Yeah, it's in part. Oh, that's her!
Facebook friends and everybody, you know, making comments saying, you know, you shouldn't be mad at your mother. You should give her a hug. And by him seeing everything was going on, I just hope, I'm not sure, but I hope that he understands the seriousness of what was going on last night.
He understands now.
Damn, Pelly. Damn.
Scott Pelly calling you out.
Woo.
I bet Pelly. He got it now.
Pelly bringing the thunder.
Mama, you had to beat my ass in front of all my thug friends.
Did you hear what I said?
That's her just chasing him out through the parking lot. I assume to like an awaiting vehicle or just back to the house, one of the two.
Well, there's a template there in itself. If you want to disperse a riot, call all their mamas. Forget police, riot gear.
National Guard, all pale in comparison to mama. Mm-hmm. I tell you right now, if I was in the middle of that riot and I saw my mom, I would be running to the police. Help me, help me, help me.
That woman is going to shoot me for no reason.
That's right.
You're going to get out here and protest. You pull that mask off.
Now you go over to the police and you say you're sorry.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
611. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center, Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you.
Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the National Academy of Sports Medicine. We're starting off in Dallas, westbound 635, right at Marsh. Got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Hillcrest. Let's move into Richardson, southbound 75, right at Campbell. Got an accident blocking the HOV and the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Renner Road. And two, Balch Springs, eastbound I-20, right at 175. Road construction has everything but the left lane shut down. Traffic is now jacked up back from Dowdy Ferry. In Irving, southbound of the Bush, right at Royal Lane, got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from 635. And finally, in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at Sycamore School Road, got an accident blocking the left shoulder. That one has traffic backed up back from I-20. Listen to Big Rig tomorrow at 12:25 for a shot to win a pair of tickets to BFD 2015.
Who is Big Rig?
Big Rig is the guy who's replaced Chris Ryan.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I get that joke we made last week now.
BFD 2015 is May 31st at the Jackson. Details are online at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy of the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Schlotzky's. Tonight, partly cloudy and 48. Tomorrow, sunny and 76. Right now, 56 and 97.1. The Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Scrape at the end.
Always is with you.
Well, once I mastered it, I went back and added it to some of the bumpers.
Mm-hmm.
That shows you're in control of your piece of equipment.
Okay.
What were we talking about? Ed Bark, because I was trying to talk to Kinsey about something. You were talking to me at the same time, and I haven't learned how to zone her out.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, she's distracting like that.
You were talking to me.
Well, then that was my bad.
And so clearly I was trying to rescue you, Russ.
So shut up, Dan.
This is from UncleBarky.com?
Yes, Ed Bark. He has
former TV critic for the Dallas Morning News.
Yep. Yeah, he posted on Twitter, and he's got a post on his website talking about how Tammy Dombeck is out at Channel 11. She was apparently just filling in since Whitney Drolin resigned last fall, so she was on a temporary basis. She announced on Twitter that CBS 11 had told her that she wasn't going to be getting the permanent job. So after she got a bunch of support on Facebook, Twitter, saying, oh, you know, that sucks, how dare they. According to her, CBS 11's management contacted her attorney and said, you know what, don't bother coming in for your last day tomorrow. So then this...
What's the next day supposed to be her last day, or they just...
I think the next day was supposed to be her last day.
Okay. Because I don't know that you can legally fire people through social media.
No.
So they'd already told her...
Management... yeah, they'd already
tomorrow's going to be your last day, whatever.
Yeah.
Through social media, they said, yeah.
No, they... Social media gave her support. Because of that, management contacted her attorney and said, tell her not to come in.
Okay.
So then also in the same post on UncleBarky.com, Ed Bark says that it's not confirmed, but a number of sources say that CBS 11 has settled on Chelsea Davis, currently doing traffic reports for CBS affiliate KPHO TV in Phoenix.
Hang on a second. Let me see if I can open a browser.
I'll help you do the Chelsea. It's C-H-E-L-S-E-Y Davis. Davis.
Okay.
Davis is a former Arizona Cardinals cheerleader.
I can see that.
And captain of the squad for 2 years. She turned 24 on March 4th. That's according to her Facebook page. She's been in Phoenix with KPHO since July 2013. Also bills herself as a freelance MC.
Maybe I can get hooked up with Scott Murray's agency.
That's right.
Scott Murray, formerly of Channel 5, loves to MC. Sometimes he MCs even if he ain't invited.
Mm-hmm.
He just walks up and goes, I'm MC.
She graduated, I assume, from Arizona State in May of 2013 from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism and Mass Communication. She is also, in case you're curious, blonde and blue-eyed and lily-white. So I guess 11 is consistent in who they want to do traffic. Mm-hmm.
I can't tell if she's got a big rack or they're pushed up. Because this is a picture of her in her cheerleader outfit.
That could be lifted. Oh, good God. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that might be a little lifted, but that's going to be a lot of her.
I don't think... looking at a wider shot, I don't think... Well, first of all, she ain't loaded like Whitney Droland. There ain't no party like the Whitney Droland D party. And, you know, when she naked, those d's are having a party. Wow. So what's Tammy Wambach going to do now?
Next, I don't know.
Well, it's too bad they got rid of the broadcast, the women's talk show on Channel 47.
Oh, they did?
Didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Yeah. Its last day was, I think, about a month and a half ago.
Wow. Damn. Did I not watch the news for a couple of weeks?
Must not have. Did they not do some big stretched out goodbye?
Was there?
No, there wasn't.
Yeah, I was going to say there's... You don't want a bunch of pissed off chicks on live television. Mm-hmm. Well, today's our last show. I guess this place don't like having a bunch of chicks with opinions. We was all right till Susie Humphreys left. Or dissolved, whatever. Somebody threw water on her and she melted.
She didn't melt.
Yeah, obviously CBS 11 has a template.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, there's something to be said for equity in a market, and Tammy Wombat's been doing it for a while.
Dombeck.
Who was that?
Tammy Dombeck, not Tammy Wombat.
Oh. All right. So much for equity in a market. Did Uncle Barky say anything else?
I'm not sure. I'm trying to get back over to it. I tried clicking on for the Chelsea Davis's Facebook page.
Hmm. Well, wasn't Tammy Wingdings on Channel 5 for a while?
Tammy Dombeck was. I don't know who Tammy Wingdings is. Wait, Wingdings 1 or 2?
It's the one that's just pictures.
Okay. Well, there's two.
I think there's three, actually.
Is there three now? My God. What?
I thought she was on 5, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then went to 11.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you still got to...
You still got to go through 33 before you're done in this market. I mean, that's pretty much kind of how it works.
Well, there's still 4 and 8.
Yeah, but usually, I think you usually get like 2 of the stations, but and then the other 2 won't touch you, so then you got to go to 33.
Don't they have some guy on 33 now doing news or something with tattoos all the way down his arm?
Yeah, they do. He's mostly a voice guy. They don't really have any real anchors, though.
Yeah, they changed up their evening news to where instead of on-camera anchors, it's just a voiceover guy.
And news stories.
Yes.
Sort of like America's Funniest Videos, where a good portion is just voiceovers by Tom Bergeron.
Bergeron, yes.
Bergeron.
But that, yeah.
Terrible.
What?
Nothing.
Well, who ain't got a last name? You can't pick one.
I have a last name. I don't have a radio name.
A few of the listeners liked Kenzie Dow Worthington Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just thinking of different cities.
That's actually a common thing in radio, where you pick a town in your area. Yeah.
Don't say a few.
Yeah, she's a little bit bitter with that town.
With Dow Worthington?
No, I don't know anything about Dow Worthington.
When did you get arrested there?
I didn't tell him, Kinsey, I promise.
Look at you. Wow.
Did you get arrested in Dow Worthington Gardens?
No.
Did you wear the bracelets of the law?
No.
Okay. What did you not get arrested for?
Nothing.
Okay. Well, they do that.
Yeah. Yeah. They do it all the time. It's actually what they're known for. Hey, are you doing nothing? Perfect. You're arrested.
It's true.
You can't arrest me for doing nothing. Are you resisting? Well, if I haven't done anything, well, you have now. You've resisted arrest.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
And you didn't like Kinsey Roy City? We could hyphenate it.
No.
What about Kinsey Crum?
No.
That's north of Denton.
I know where Crum is, but I don't. Kinsey Crum?
Kinsey Sigaville?
Ponder?
Ponder's perfect.
That really is.
What about Kinsey Parker?
Do you like Kinsey Parker?
Kind of.
And I remember the other day, Russ, you were a big fan of Kinsey White Settlement.
Yeah.
No.
We like the irony since you hate black people.
I do not hate black people.
I didn't tell
Kinsey Ray.
Kinsey Ray's all right.
I like it.
I'm between Kinsey Ray or Kinsey Parker.
I like Kinsey Ray.
Why not Kinsey Ray Parker Jr.?
All right, Knuckles Dan.
Yeah, buddy. Top by the best.
Woo. Who you going to call? Dumb busters.
I'm going to sit back here the rest of the show. I'm done for the day.
Put my feet up. Cue the music.
You don't have to pick one. You can go the share route. I just think you should set up a Facebook page or something, and we can have business cards printed and whatever. But if you like Kinsey Ray, you know Dan's always going to throw in Parker Jr.
Amen.
No, I know. But the problem is my Facebook right now is my name and my middle name.
Okay, well, I'd stop talking about it.
Those things can always be changed.
I like Kinsey Ray.
Okay.
Does it really lock you down to a format? I mean, you don't want to pick Kinsey, Death Puppies.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Is you're going to get locked into, an AC station.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Alvy, what's line two?
He's calling about the voice guy from Channel 33.
He has a voice guy?
No, he's calling about the voice guy.
Oh. Yes, James. James?
Oh, you people.
What do you want?
He was saying that the voice guy on Channel 33 is Grego from Grego and Brian, who used to do mornings on the Eagle. And apparently, Grego had some sort of beef with you back in the CBS days.
Grego.
I remember the beef. It was them calling out Rust trying to say that he was gay.
Yeah.
And then they got fired.
Well, they didn't get fired because of that.
No.
I didn't know there was a Grego and something on the CBS.
No. It wasn't. No. When you were on CBS, when we were at CBS.
And they were at the ticket?
They were. No. Different Grego.
Okay.
This is a completely different Grego. This Grego was the one that did mornings here on the Eagle while we were at CBS.
And what did they call it?
Grego and Brian.
Okay. I know the Grego from the ticket.
Right. Yeah.
The ticket and then the fan.
Yes. Formerly of both.
Yeah.
That's a different Greg.
Oh, he likes me. He's called me before.
Yes, he's big, big fan of you.
So why did Grego hate me?
He probably just wanted to try and get you to talk about him on a successful show.
That doesn't work.
He was jealous.
Well, that's the dumb thing. Is I don't understand how it is as the voice guy on a news station, you can still say you hate Russ when Russ never did anything to him.
He's jealous.
Well, The thinking is, if you're starting out as a morning show and you don't really have any ratings, you take one of the top shows and you start bagging on them, thinking the host of the top show will bag on you, and then people will go, oh, well, I've got to listen to this Grego and Brian and Leron in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Grego, Brian, Leron.
That's very
so people will start. Sampling back and forth. Well, I wonder what, obviously they pissed Russ off. Let's see what they say, and then let's see what Russ says.
Let's go listen.
I've never fallen for it.
It's because you're a smart guy. You're the top guy.
And almost, not everybody, but everybody that's come and gone in this market has tried it.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
And it's not because I did anything to them. It's just, if you're that stupid, you don't belong in a major market.
And it usually just manifests itself.
It plays itself out.
Yeah.
If you're stupid, you're going to lose a job. It's got nothing to do with coming after me.
No.
If I'm going to do something to you, it's going to be off the air. That's the hard line from about 10 years ago.
Damn.
When we moved, we were at CBS and we moved from mornings to afternoons.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he better know his place. He's messing with the hard line. Man, you just petted the wrong dog. So everything we did to them, we did off the air.
That's brilliant.
Finally, to the point that Mike Reiner went over to a police substation near his house. He goes, all right, I got nothing to report. I just want to file an incident report. This guy's giving me a hard time on the radio, and he's got a PI following me. And
this is actually more like 15 years ago.
Okay. So he just said, you know, I want something on record because I hadn't done anything.
Right.
So it was just they call it an incident report.
Russ was basically playing a massive game of I'm not touching you.
Okay.
It's like he had the PI following him, but obviously not trying to hide all that much.
Right.
And it got to the point, obviously somebody in management went, stop talking about him. He's taking all your men. And the substation that he went to, the Dallas Police Department, after he filed his incident report, faxed a copy to me and went, look what Reiner said.
Oh, my God. Really?
Dude, if you're going to complain about me, go to South Lake.
Yeah, don't go.
Any other city, they're not going to help you.
At the time, he didn't know that, though. He thought he was going into, you know, a place where, hey, you know, this I don't know what this guy's doing. This guy's obsessed with me.
What's funny is the most recent time we went from mornings to afternoons now, I think the same people were saying the same trash, talking about, you know, oh, he can't handle mornings, you know. They're not going to stand up to us on the hard line, things like that.
This was when we moved to afternoons 3-4 years ago?
Yes.
Wow. Well, I wish I had known that. I wouldn't have left mornings.
Really?
Well, what am I going to do with all the ratings now?
Hoard them?
Yeah, I feel like a hoarder. I take in all the mail numbers from all the other stations. That's just rude. I wonder if they still talk about me. That's what I'd do if I were you. I'd talk about me. I'd check with Mike Reiner first before you utter anything. I'm really not a bad guy off the air. Unless you're mean to me. And then?
Yeah.
Which is also why I was surprised that you were so nice to Grego, the one from the ticket and the fan.
Why, was he saying ugly things about me on the air?
Dan, Grego from the Ticket and the Fan is not a fan of Russ. He called Russ a wife-beating, talentless hack on the air on the Fan one day when he and Richie were still on the air.
That's not what he said when he asked me for a job.
It's not what he said, but I think I told you that I'd heard about that as well.
Well, there's so many Gregos, I didn't know which one it was.
That's how a lot of radio works, is you say things when it's convenient.
Throw under the bus type of thing.
Sure.
They think they're dropping a bus on me.
Well.
But it ain't happening.
No, I know.
You know why?
Because you're the man.
I'm a juggernaut. You know what that is?
Yeah. Can I say the B word? I never remember.
Oh, my God.
Well, it depends. I don't know what your B word is.
Can I say it?
Well, give it a shot.
Yeah, bitches.
All right.
I never remember.
Can I say the B word? Yes, you may.
Man, her trash talk is menacing.
You!
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, that's not. No. First of all, that's two words.
Yeah.
Even if it's hyphenated, it's really two words.
It's bitches, not what it said.
Bitches is one. Butt is two. Do we need a break?
Yes.
All right.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Six 6:41. Another check on traffic. Over to myplates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Cantina Laredo. Let's start off in Dallas. Let's go southbound. Actually, let's go westbound 635 right at Marsh. Got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Hillcrest. Also in Dallas, southbound I-35 right at Commerce Street. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is jacked up back from Market Center. In Balch Springs, eastbound I-20 right at Highway 175. Road construction has pretty much everything but the left lane shut down right now. Traffic's backed up back from Dowdy Ferry. Finally, in Plano, northbound 75 right at Park, got an accident blocking the HOV and the left lane. Traffic there is backed up into Richardson, back from Renner Road. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagle's Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle weather brought to you by American Airlines. Partly cloudy and 48 tonight. Sunny and 76 tomorrow. Right now it is 56. 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
I don't know why you take it personally. The only time I take it personally, if somebody bags on us on another station, if they say something about you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look, those obviously they need the money because they'll go to work for a wife beater. Dude, I'll kick your ass. You at me, I'm fair game. I never hit the bitch, but I'll hit you. I don't care how big they are because I've always got somebody bigger than me behind me.
That is true. Yes, you do.
You hit me, I land into Big Stacy, and then he stomps on you. You ain't nothing but Tokyo.
I don't know if anyone's gone after us like that. I don't know, but I just I get a kick out of it when people on other stations can sometimes be smug about their success and they like to parade it around. When I'm a firm believer in staying humble and keeping in mind that, as you've said many times, Russ, you're a voice on a box. Let's not forget that you're really not that damn special.
People have gotten over bigger shows leaving North Texas.
Yeah.
I got into an argument one time with Scott, our stunt boy, when I took over Eagle Mornings. Uh-huh. And we used to duct tape him to poles around North Texas, mm-hmm. like 6-8 feet off the ground.
Yeah, that's fun.
And he said, "Your show wouldn't be anything without me."
Oh, God. I think I cowered down in a corner. And I was like, oh, my gosh.
What are they going to duct tape him to now? Then I think the next day we duct taped him to the top of a van. Backwards, just so it'd make him sick. And I forgot who was driving, but they drove him all around Dallas-Fort Worth. I said, dude, if people can get past Howard Stern, they can get past you, they can get past me, they can get past anybody. So never adorn yourself with accolades, because you can be gone tomorrow, but you won't be, because we got to duct tape you to the top of a van.
Oftentimes, the ones who are really, really smug have no reason to be smug. I mean, they have no resume behind their name.
I don't care if you have a resume or not. We're doing radio. It's radio.
Yeah, you once told me, this is what stuck with me, is stand right where you are now, drive 1 hour in any direction, and see if anybody cares about you.
Yeah, your celebrity is limited to your... Well, it's a little different now with the internet and iHeart or iTunes, whatever. But once you get an ego, you might as well plan your next career. Dan Lewis has an ego, and he obviously hasn't got to the level of planning his next career because he still thinks, I mean, it's like me buying guitars. I'm going to keep buying them until I can find the one I can play. Dan, I'm going to keep getting fired until I can find one station where I get ratings. Then he ends up in a market that isn't even rated by Nielsen Arbitron.
Oh, the irony.
They can't fire me now for bad ratings. It's station's not rated.
Can't even find it on the map. Like, where is this place located?
He found his sweet spot.
Yeah, I don't even think it's directly in Paris, Texas. Mm-mm. Like a smaller city outside of Paris.
In radio, I think they call that a rim shot.
Or a job.
So let me get this straight. You're doing rim jobs outside of Paris, Texas?
Yeah, but it's mornings.
Oh, well, morning rim jobs. Okay. Drive time.
Well, it's only, how far out is Paris? A few hundred miles?
A couple, maybe.
It's only a couple hundred miles from a major market. Plus, we're on the internet. Dude, you didn't make it on broadcast radio. You think the internet's going to help?
Yeah, because it's not like no one's out there trying to podcast.
Then he tries changing his name because every time he goes someplace, he kept using Dan Lewis, Kenzie, our former producer.
Right.
Who got pissy, wanted his own talk show, couldn't keep it, got fired.
Like this every time on the radio.
It's pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
Only in a stupider, less egotistical fashion.
Talks like this every time.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Rush, you're not going to get this, but Kenzie just turned into Nell, the character that was played by, what's her name?
Girl on the Island. I don't know her name, but.
Yeah. Anyway.
Haha, you're Nell. Stupid. How was that?
That's pretty good.
Does it sound like I know what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Face is stupid.
Well, at least I keep all my stupid on the outside. You're soaked in. You've been marinating stupid.
At least I don't look stupid then.
So what?
You do, because you keep it on the outside.
Where's your paycheck?
In your pocket.
Exactly. God, shut up.
Damn.
In your pocket!
Were you doing Jim Adler now?
Yeah.
Jodie Foster.
Hi, I'm Jim Adler! Did you move to Paris, Texas, and somebody take all away your numbers? Did you work for the hard line and got your ass kicked because you was running your mouth? Did you try changing your name to Dick Vomit? Didn't I do that before?
Yeah.
Sounds familiar.
Hold on. Adler. I know at one point I was trying to create a montage of the Adler ad-libs, whatever.
I'm Jim Adler.
Did you get fat from your drunk self eating a bunch of pizza? I got a big fat man, $142,000 in his fat pocket. I'm Jim Adler. Did you get drunk and buy Venezuela?
What?
Venezuela on a credit. I forgot about that. It caught me off guard to the point of I had to stop and actually ask myself, what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm Jim Adler. Did you get drunk and buy Venezuela?
What?
Venezuela on a credit card. Did you lose your job because you changed your name to Dick Vomit? I got a man named Dick Vomit, $6,348 in his pocket. Damn it. I'm Jim Adler. Did you get drunk and eat your own shit?
Yeah, it holds up.
I wonder how much money he got this shit eater. I got a 37-year-old eating woman, $14,500 in her pocket. Never had to leave the top of this tractor trailer.
Venezuela.
Okay. We didn't start news. We should use some of it.
Okay.
Okay. Did you have something else you wanted to get to?
Let me see. No, we can go ahead and start news.
All right. 6:51. Dan, we got one more break?
Yes.
All right. We'll wait.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
6:57. Broadcasting with an effective radiated power of 100,000 watts. And all the mail numbers in North Texas. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy's and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Number one, baby. Thank you, Russ. Eagle Traffic is brought to you by DART. Let's get started off in Dallas, northbound I-35, right at Commonwealth Drive. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Medical District in Balt Springs, eastbound I-20. Right at Highway 175, road construction has everything but the left lane getting through. Exactly that. Traffic there is backed up back from Dowdy Ferry. In Richardson, northbound 75, right at Beltline, got an accident blocking the three right lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Forest. Finally, in Plano, northbound 75, right at Park, got an accident there. This one's now in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back from Campbell Road. Listen to Skull tomorrow morning at 8:25 for a shot to win a pair of Wynnum before you can buy them. Tickets to go see Incubus, the Deftones, and Death from Above, 1979, on August 20th at the JEXA. Details are online at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Muya Burgers, Fries, and Shakes. Tonight, partly cloudy. Overnight, low 48. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer. A high around 76. Right now, 57 at 97.1. The Eagle.
This is Michael Dorn, Commander Worf from Star Trek The Next Generation. The Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation supports the families of Dallas-Fort Worth police officers and firefighters who have courageously fallen in the line of duty. Please donate today. Go to RussMartin.com for more information. Thank you.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
See what we can get done in the waning moments.
All right.
For the next 45 minutes. 6:59, Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ.
Today, really? You had 4 hours. You're digging around for news?
I've got news all in front of me. I just set aside the birthdays because you said you wanted to do news.
Birthdays?
Well, I'm just saying, you didn't say anything about birthdays. You said news.
News starts with birthdays.
You're damn right it does.
Don't go hardline on me.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Tuesday, April 28th, 2015. Birthdays today, Jessica Alba turns 34. Penelope Cruz is 41. Jorge Garcia is 42. Best known from Lost and currently Hawaii Five-0. Bridget Moynihan is 44. John Daly is drunk somewhere in 49.
I like her. Bridget Moynihan? Yeah.
Oh, I forgot to mention, yes, she is currently on Russ's favorite program of all time, Blue Bloods.
I don't know of all time, but
it's up there.
I probably like it better than other police shows.
Mm-hmm. She's also
she had boobs. Mm-hmm. Oof, oof, oof. I think she was also in like Battlefield, not California, Hollywood, Los Angeles.
Battle Los Angeles.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I believe she was. She was also in iRobot with Will Smith. And she was also underneath Tom Brady at one point because she has his kiddo.
Oh.
Those lips.
Got some good seed, man.
Mm. Mm. All right. Sorry.
No problem. Other birthdays. Jay Leno is 65 and Margaret, 74. And Pulitzer Prize winning author of To Kill a Mockingbird, Harper Lee, turns 89 today. Well, because it's after 7, I want to make sure we get the important news in first. The owner of a Cincinnati gourmet hot dog restaurant is apologizing for creating a menu item that mocked Olympic gold medalist Bruce Jenner and his announcement that he's transitioning to a woman. Daniel Wright, owner of Senate Restaurant, named a hot dog of the day. The dish, called Bruce Jenner 2.0, described as part hot dog, part taco, and pure awesomeness.
Oh, my God.
That's not even a good pitch.
Eh, it's not bad.
You can just, hey, give me the Bruce Jenner dog.
Mm-hmm.
You give him an empty bun. We cut the dog out. There, you got nothing left but the slit.
Oh, my God.
Well, here you actually get it's an actual food item. It was added on Friday, hours ahead of Jenner's nationally broadcast interview with Diane Sawyer. It was served for one day only and consisted of a hot dog that had been cut in half and served in a soft taco. After the dish was announced, it did not take long for transgender activists to blast the restaurant, including Cincinnati City Councilman Chris Seelbach, the first openly gay politician elected to the council. He said, as much as I love the Senate team, The description of their Bruce Jenner hot dog of the day made me cringe a little. Local transgender community advocate said, "Dear Senate, this is transphobic and bigoted. Remove this item from your menu immediately and apologize to the transgender community now." The restaurant did give in. It pulled the item and issued an apology, saying, "We've always been strong allies to the LGBT community. We made a poor choice in describing our hot dog of the day. It was highly insensitive, and for that, we are sorry."
Well, here's the reason I don't really see a problem with it is Bruce Jenner has actually made light of the situation. So if the person that could be offended the most isn't, then you should be all right.
That's not how internet works anymore. That's not how people work anymore. Everyone now has to be, you know, no one has a sense of humor anymore. You cannot poke fun at something because now you're shaming. It's transgender shaming. It's bigoted as
we didn't call it a transgender hot dog. We called it a Bruce Jenner hot dog who has made fun of himself.
Mm-hmm.
Did it during the Barbara Walters.
Diane Sawyer.
Whoever. During the interview. And was offended by almost nothing. So if the targeted person isn't offended, the rest of you should really just shut the F up. It's his weenie. He can do whatever he wants to it.
Clearly he is.
He feels like for some reason he's left lived a lie. Let him do whatever he wants to. And if somebody wants to honor him by having a hot dog that's kind of weirded out, or it's an indecisive hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
But until Bruce Jenner says something, I think everybody else should just back the F up.
I wish it was that way, but it's not. Everyone's got to be offended. No one can just have, you know, a nice laugh. It's like, it's okay. You can make fun of something and still support it. It's like when you have friends. Like here, we give each other a hard time all the time. That's usually how guys show their affection.
We give cops a hard time. We make fun of Euless losing that squad car.
At least once a week.
Even though they're not the only department that's lost a squad car, but we feel like we're kind of in their family. They may not feel the same.
Mm-hmm.
But it's...
We make fun of our police buddy Swiss Cheese because he was shot 3 times, but each bullet went completely through and through, so it left 6 holes. We're not attempted murder victim shaming him. Which is probably what the hashtag would be on idiot Twitter. How dare you make light of his situation? He got a hat with the name on it that says Swiss Cheese. I think he's cool with it.
Man, I sure would like to see him stand in front of a spotlight.
Swiss Cheese even refers to himself as that in the endorsement he cut for one of our dandos.
Oh, that's right.
Thank you, Alfie.
But nobody's really complained.
And you know why? Because he embraces it. However, if this is something that was on Twitter, like if, let's say, after we knew he was going to survive and everything, I had gone on Twitter, had it existed, and said, hey, made a joke calling him Swiss Cheese. There would have been backlash. There would have been a story on the front of the Huffington Stupid Post calling me insensitive.
I think I maybe would have judged that. Oh, you gonna make fun of a peace officer who got shot a bunch of times and his friends made him think he shot himself in the foot.
I left that part out. You brought that up.
How dare you? What would he have charged to stand in front of a spotlight and spin in front of my house?
Go ahead and turn on my phone.
And there's some kind of disco party going on there.
Put a gobo in there?
Yeah. All right, so you got a hot dog place that's people are pissed off at.
Yeah, and it's the same thing. It's like people, yeah, they apologize. And really, do the description again just because I enjoyed it. Part of their hot dog of the day, it's part hot dog, part taco, pure awesomeness. Consisted of a hot dog that had been cut in half and served in a soft taco topped with cheese, lettuce, tomato, and sauce.
That sounds great.
It does.
That's actually when my mom and I would go to Rangers games at Arlington Stadium, we would take our own lunch, and it would be bratwurst wrapped in a tortilla with mustard.
How'd you get that in there?
Aww. It was back when you could take a cooler into the grandstands.
I didn't know they ever left you, let you take food into. Damn.
Yeah.
That's so cute. Aww.
Bratwurst?
Mm-hmm. Good. Johnsonville, wrapped in a tortilla of mustard.
I don't think I've ever had bratwurst.
Oh.
You haven't?
Oh. I don't think so.
You haven't lived, sir.
Buddy.
I've lived.
You need some.
I'm almost 55. I've eaten everything but you. I've smelled you.
Oh, yeah? What'd it smell like?
The part I smelled like hand lotion. You wouldn't let me smell the front, which makes me think you're hiding something.
You said it smelled good.
I said the backside smelled okay, smelled like hand lotion, but as far as I know, you eat hand lotion.
Also, why does your butt smell like hand lotion?
It's not hand lotion. I'm a girl. I put lotion on my body. Okay. Like,
well, I've never put lotion on my butt.
I've put lotion.
How
everywhere.
Bad are things going on back there? You got to put lotion on your
I don't
butt.
Put lotion what else do you rub back because there? Because there's something wrong.
Is there a stick up? You got Ray going on back there?
There's nothing
pest strip.
Going on. I put lotion on.
A bunch of
on
flies stuck to a
no
pest strip.
Look.
Probably some sort of calluses and dry skin.
No.
You ashy?
Yeah.
No.
You got an ashy ass?
I don't have dry skin. You put lotion on just because it gives you like this glow.
It is your ashy?
No. Your face.
Is what? Because I'm about to hit you with one.
Because
my guess is you're trying to cover something up, especially since you wouldn't let me smell the front.
I am not trying to cover anything up.
I think you are. I bet there used to be a bunch of flies and insects on your front until you stuck a yellow bulb up there.
That is disgusting. A yellow bulb?
Everybody knows what that means.
Why would I stick a light bulb up my thing?
A yellow one.
Why does it have to be yellow?
Because it repels bugs.
But why does it have to be yellow? Why can't it be green? Why are you
Because bugs are repelled by yellow. I'm sure you didn't put a bug zapper in there because you just got tired of emptying your panties of dead flies.
How do you know bugs don't like yellow?
Because they sell bug lights and they're yellow.
They're not always yellow.
Let me ask you this. Are there any bugs around you right now?
No.
Dan, what color is the light that I put right behind Kenzie?
Oh, you.
That's yellow.
You're welcome.
Dick.
You try and protect somebody.
Never. You set me up.
Nobody sets you up. You're just a walking teeth.
Tomahawk.
T-ball. Tomahawk?
T-ball.
Doesn't make any sense.
Read something else.
Gotcha.
Well, you can scroll down to questions 6 and 7 on the town of Tisdale's survey, and you'll realize it's not just any ho-hum community rebranding effort. After asking for participants' basic stats and general thoughts on one's impression of the rural Saskatchewan town, the queries focus on which slogan is the most preferable one for the town.
Why are they picking a new one? I mean, is it something? Fort Worth is
the Panther City?
I guess.
It's not really a slogan. It's just like an alternative title.
They have an official, like a...
I forget what it is.
Where the West Begins?
Yeah, that's it. Where the West Begins.
Oh. Okay.
What's Dallas? Where the hairspray blooms?
I think it's big things happen here.
Yeah, hair. That's it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I never knew that.
I think that's a newer one.
Yeah, it's one of the newer ones. That's, you see that big B and G around, and you're supposed to stand in the middle, and you're part of it.
You're supposed to be the eye.
Yeah.
Makes sense for Dallas.
This is Dallas, where we drop things off in the Trinity. I'm Mayor Rawlings. I'm running for mayor. Either vote for me or learn not to float.
Last I checked, I think he's still running unopposed.
So is Mayor Price in Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what Cluck's doing. I'm curious if he's running.
He is running again.
Unopposed?
I don't know if he's running unopposed, but he has signs up all across Arlington.
Why do you spend the money if you're unopposed? I know Mayor Rawlings is running a bunch of spots, and if he's unopposed, why are you running the spots?
It's like a reminder not to.
Not to what?
He puts his name out, and then that's a reminder you don't run, because this guy is. Wonder if that's hard for Mayor Kluck, though. Like, he puts up campaign signs and people try to pull in like it's a Chicken Express. I'm sorry, Mayor Kluck.
I saw this sign out front that just said, Mayor Kluck. Does that mean I order now?
I get a...
I like the Super Coupe special with the Fred fries. Now that's it.
They actually say re-elect Dr. Robert Kluck.
What's he a doctor of?
He's actually an OBGYN.
I forgot about that.
Man, I don't have any chicken jokes for that.
I think Dan does. They're all too dirty.
I got one, but are you a human OBGYN?
I assume so.
Whoa. Or one for chickens.
All right.
Serving the finest chicken.
Put your feet in the stirrups.
I need you to put your claws in the stirrups. Oh, my God. And spread your wings. Get up in the pollo chair. These tongs are not to serve you. These are just to check. Mask before we go any further, now.
Yeah. Just like all the seasons got to get worse. All right, this might be a little cold.
I have warmed it up because I know your chickens do not like the cold tongs.
For more information on The Russ Martin Show, go to russmartin.com to get signed up for The Russ Martin Show audio and video archives.
Look at this. It looks like your egg has breached.
Go to russmartin.fm. Other show websites, djclo.net, danomalley.com, and alfiecoy.com. You can also find and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, but I'm pretty sure we'll all be blocked by Mayor Kluck soon. For all things 97.1 The Eagle, go to kegl.com. Nikki Sixx is up next. For all things talk radio 1190, go to 1190talkradio.com, where Rodney Anderson, he's up next.
All right. See you guys tomorrow.
Later.
The Metroplex.